Alright, we're recording. Okay, welcome to the We Are Not Cool podcast. I'm your host, Etienne. As always, I'm joined by my good-looking, mocha-skin-colored co-host, Josh. Josh, say hi.
What's up, bitches?
And we have a special episode for the 30 people that are gonna fucking listen to this.
fucking nobody.
We have special guests, don't we?
Okay. Big fucking sexy bastards on here.
First, I'm going to introduce Daddy Sweatpants himself, Justice. Justice, say hi.
Daddy. Hey, how's it going?
And to my right, he wants to be called this, Swagmaster T.
What's up, guys?
For tits, Tyler.
His name's Tyler, yeah. And Daddy Sweatpants is Justice. We have a good episode lined up, don't we, Josh?
Yes, we do. We have a couple interesting stories by our Big Daddy Sweatpants over here.
A couple interesting stories that I'd like to try out. You know, I've been writing a lot.
Hopefully Tyler has some counterpoints.
You know, because like I said, I mean, I rip into Tyler a lot.
You guys are friends. You guys are like best friends, no?
We're pretty good friends, yeah.
Give a little background story.
Tyler, would you say that Justice is one of your best friends?
No.
What a cunt.
Justice, would you
say? I honestly say Tyler is one of my... I don't want to sound fruity or nothing, but yeah, Tyler's one of my good friends.
No, okay, there's no judging here. So
it's not that I want him to be my best friend, it's just I have no other option. It's like pretty much all I got. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's like default.
How long have you guys known each other?
We knew each other for a long ass time. We didn't really start hanging out till like what, grade 9, like when we were 14.
So Isaac, really?
Yeah. Isaac left, and then we had no one else. So we stuck with each other.
Made friends after that. Neither did I. You know, we used to play Yu-Gi-Oh together a lot, dude. Yu-Gi-Oh was the shit.
We got like the most ghetto neighborhood
that there is. But yo, like, you would literally walk on the corner, there would be gangsters. Guys with, like, guns in their fucking waistbands playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Are you serious? We got, like, everyone playing Yu-Gi-Oh. I started it, because...
One day,
my little brother is outside with his friends with some Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And I go out there, and I'm like, yo, you guys are playing Yu-Gi-Oh? And I remember... And like, it suddenly hit me of when I was, like, when Yu-Gi-Oh first came out, and I used to play.
Yeah.
And, like... I never had any money back then, so I could never buy the cards.
Yeah. Like those legendary cards.
I had like $20, right? I'm like, yo, give me your best card. And I bought one card. It all started off with one card. And then I don't know, I just got hooked.
So was it actually like fun to you playing it?
Dude. Yeah, dude, it was like so much fun. You know, we were just fucking like every day.
So for Tyler, it was a little longer of a phase than it was for Nana. Cause dude, the one summer, every day everybody in the White Prince is playing.
Wait, you guys like would battle each other? Like,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, just a quick question: how the fuck do you play Yu-Gi-Oh? Like, I remember when I was a kid. You remember the show how they had that arm thing?
Yeah, I got
that shit. Like my parents bought it. I never used it ever. So how the fuck do you play Yu-Gi-Oh?
I went to a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament once.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I did that Westwood.
Wait, what?
Oh no, yeah, I did downtown.
At Westwood.
I was probably like 13 or something with my friend Xavier.
Did you play?
Yeah, I faced like 5 dudes and I lost every single time.
Yeah, I bet you thought you were like, I thought you were like on the way there, you're like, oh man, I'm about to win.
Yeah, I was so
about to win.
Me and my friend Xavier were like, oh, we're gonna win so many sick cards. Dude.
You had like shitty ass deck and you go there and there's like fucking 40-year-old men with like fucking $1,000.
I faced this one guy, he was like a Nigerian, he was like 47 or some shit.
Oh my god.
And he beat me, I think it was like 8 moves or some shit. Like I lost all my points and he destroyed me.
He was probably that trap card beam guy.
I thought it was so cool because you know like the card holders and shit, like the trippy like black or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I got everything for it. I got the fucking arm thing, I got the collar holder, I got the tin can for like the Yu-Gi-Oh deck.
Dude, oh, I got those two.
I went so ham. And I literally went to one tournament and I stopped playing Yu-Gi-Oh after that. I stopped collecting shows. I was like, yo, fuck this.
Yo,
it's done.
You brought the disc to the tournament?
I brought the disc to the tournament. I swear to God.
It's so embarrassing. Nobody plays.
Everyone was like, oh, yeah, it's a newbie.
Easy win.
Yeah.
Yo, I have this story. This is the story about me and Tyler that I was talking about earlier. And this involves like Kid Richard, the kid who used to smoke weed.
The black dude.
Huh?
The black dude, no?
Yeah, the black guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Black Richard.
Black
Richard. Well, like, Richard is a white name. I'm just trying to clarify that.
Okay, so Black Richard was walking around, and it was him and Anthony. You know Eddie Mouse?
Yeah.
Oh,
his older brother.
Best movie of all time, maybe.
Mouse.
Yeah. Shit. All time movies. Really? Yeah. So, anyways, me and Tyler were walking over there to see if, like, anyone was over there playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
And I had, like, my deck in my pocket. Tyler had a giant tin. The biggest tin you can have. Okay? Yu-Gi-Oh tin. We're walking over there, and Tyler... No, not Tyler. Richard and Anthony were walking with, like, 3-4 hot girls. Hot girls. Like, grade 9, grade 10. Pretty hot girls.
Yeah, they're fine.
So I'm, like... I went right into, like, okay... Like, let's try and get, let's walk with them and try and get these girls. So I'm like, hey, yo. And the girls look over and they see Tyler, and Tyler, like, had a big Yu-Gi-Oh! Tin in his hand.
Wait, hold on. Was it like one of those Yu-Gi-Oh! Tins that said Yu-Gi-Oh! On
the tin? Yes. Dude, oh, it had shit. That. It had Yu-Gi on it. It had Yu-Gi on it. It had, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Dragon graphic on it.
Oh, shit.
It was legit, dude.
How old were you guys?
We were, what, grade 8, grade 9?
They were like 14.
Oh, 14? Shit. 14?
It's too old for you. Like, yo, like, you know, me and Tyler were some young studs, you know? Like, proud. I was like, we're going to get some chicks, man. And these girls just took one look at Tyler's Yu-Gi-Oh! Tin, and they just gave me this look like, no.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, buddy. This is not happening. Okay, so here's the thing. We're not black, so clearly, we can't play Yu-Gi-Oh! And look cool at the same time. Like Richard and Nathan.
Wait, hold on. Are you serious? Like, these, like, hood niggas are...
You said the N-word. You fucked up.
Damn it. I'm sorry.
Big words.
Last and, like, only one of the podcasts ever. Yeah, I'm sorry.
These hood N-words?
These hood people. Are you serious about that shit? Like, yeah, I really can't imagine, like,
hood fucking dudes playing Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah.
But, like, the dudes with guns and shit. You know what I'm saying, right? Like,
dude, we walk in the house... Dude, you guys playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On the table, guy rolling so a blunt, guy on the computer playing anime games.
Yeah, remember the first time he brought Ethan over, and he thought it was like gonna be like a little scary thing.
Ethan thought he was gonna die, and everyone was just playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And
so it's so weird.
It's like a trap with Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
It's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Trap.
This one guy fucking used to have this bag just filled with Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, and he used to sell like
a hood homie.
It was like, it was so ghetto, because like the cards weren't like kept good at all. They were just in a bag, like
all bent up and shit.
Yeah, and it'd just be like, yeah, look through the bag, see what you want, and it'd just be like the most ghetto thing ever.
Remember when Dallas used to sell bag juice?
Bagged juice? Like,
oh my god!
Holy shit!
The homemade bag juice!
Are you fucking kidding me? It was frozen! It was frozen bagged juice!
Yeah. And we just cut a hole in it and suck on it like a popsicle.
So, like, he'd take like juice mix, put it in a Ziploc bag, freeze it and sell it to people.
In a Ziploc bag.
And everybody bought it. That's the worst part.
People would buy it because it tasted pretty good.
That's really good.
How much would he sell it for?
Like 50 cents?
That's awesome. Fucking genius marketer.
That's pretty good.
Yo, in Guatemala and like Chile, like third world countries, on the streets they have like vendors and shit with a plastic bag filled with like pop or Fanta or whatever. They pour some in and they put a shard with an elastic band, and they're just like, here, that's it.
That's so weird.
You know, Dallas is crazy. You know, Dallas has his own fucking podcast now.
Yeah, see, fucking, I was following him on fucking Instagram. Like,
he
always posts these like dancing videos.
Dallas was a little shit, but Dallas size, he's making a name for himself.
Is his podcast, what's it called?
But anyway, it's not better than this podcast.
Shout out to that podcast on the Better Podcast, the Far Superior Podcast, the We're Not Cool Podcast.
Yeah. Far superior. Okay, well, I'm gonna go fucking urinate because I literally drank half a bottle of Malibu, so y'all ladies can converse.
Oh, yeah. Careful. Drop the fucking mic. So, Justice, you said you had like something you wanted to talk about a long time ago.
Hold on, save that for like two seconds.
Oh, got it.
I mean, nice yo, time. I have a lot of stories.
You told me when I saw you today you found out that you're legally deaf.
Oh, today, yeah, I did. Dude, I went to the ear specialist today, and basically I was in the lobby, right? And, okay, long story short, at the end, my doctor, Dr. Hacker.
See, it makes a lot of sense now, because I was wondering, like, why you looked like that.
I was so fucking strong.
I always thought you kind of looked like a retard.
Yeah,
you kind of looked like a cripple.
Now, the only reason Tyler knows what his parents sound like is because his parents are the biggest ones.
Oh, shit. You got
this. One of my parents.
Come on, dude. Dude, you'd make that joke.
Do your parents look retarded?
They don't look retarded.
Nah, I was just
playing. But they are retarded.
I was going to say siblings, but for some reason, parents came out of my mouth. Anyways, so I was in the lobby waiting, okay? And now look, I don't like making fun of retarded little kids. Okay. I don't. Because, you know what, it's a struggle for the parents.
You know, I don't like making fun of retarded little kids, but I'm going to.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just saying this is, I say you can joke about anything.
Yeah, fair.
But this is one of those things where even me, I feel like I don't want to go too far. But anyways, so there's this girl, Somalian, okay? Like, as like Captain Phillips Somalian, you know? We are the captain.
Yeah, yeah.
We are the captain now.
Yeah, yeah.
And this girl was in the middle of the lobby doing spinning circles for 30 minutes straight without losing a step, without doing anything, just spinning. Like, without getting dizzy or anything. So I'm looking, and she kept, like, kind of, like, coming towards me.
Yeah.
And I was like, if this girl touches me, I'm going to fucking drop her. I'm going to drop her.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. What did I miss? Where are you?
I'm talking about retarded.
Turns out Justice is legally retarded.
Legally deaf? Correction? Okay, no. There was this retarded girl in the lobby as I'm waiting to get in the
ear. Your doctor's office. Oh, okay. Thing. Yeah, okay, okay.
So this girl's spinning. Without stopping, without losing a step or nothing, for literally 30 minutes straight. So she kept going into me, and I'm like, I'm going to drop this girl if she touches me, you know? But right when she does that, she stops spinning, and there's this white lady that sits down. Typical conservative white lady, you know, short, mom cut, texting on her phone because she sees there's this retard spinning in front of her and she doesn't want to make eye contact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trying to stay as PC as she can.
Yeah.
The girl gets in her face and says something that I didn't even understand. Like, I don't want to say she was speaking retard. She was speaking retard.
She was
saying some other language I don't understand.
So where was the kid's mom? Like, what?
It wasn't.
Okay, this is all no offense to, like, retarded people.
No, the kid was there with her old Somalian grandpa.
And he wasn't doing shit?
And he comes into the story a little later.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So she gets in her face and just, like, yelling, ah! Something like that. The lady just looked at her like, yeah. And then she looked at her phone a little more, and I guess she got so spooked that she had to get up and leave. Right?
Oh, shit.
She got up and left because she was so spooked by this little girl. And
how old is this girl?
Like, probably six.
Oh, okay.
I want to assume she was retarded because she was on the floor, like, screaming some language I didn't understand. It wasn't a language.
Are you sure she was just
really loud?
What if she just really liked dancing?
Oh. And she had weird eyes. Like, retarded eyes.
Okay, hold on. There's a difference between, like, Down syndrome and autism. Autism is, like,
I would say autism, borderline Down syndrome.
Okay.
Just my quick little judgment. So she could have been a perfectly normal kid.
She looked a little off.
Maybe she was ugly. Parents thought I was retarded when I was a little kid because I was so big. When I was six, 6 years old, like 5 feet, like Kevin Hart's head.
Shut the hell up.
I was so big. And acting so retarded, like a six-year-old acts. And I was like, oh, he's slow, isn't he? No, he's just big for his age. You fuck. You know? Anyways, let me finish the story. And then I kind of forgot about the girl, right? I forgot about the girl. I was trying to, you know, put her off in my head. Whatever. I write this down. And then we made eye contact for 1 second. She was kind of laying on her grandpa, you know, relaxing. This girl was so retarded that she wasn't even sucking on her thumb. She was sucking on her middle finger, all unorthodox and shit. Who sucks on their middle finger?
That's the weirdest thing
ever. You're sucking on the middle finger. Suck on your thumb like a regular kid.
Yeah.
So I felt like yelling that to her. But whatever.
Just let it slide.
It would be so weird if you said
slide.
That.
Hey,
suck on your thumb, not your middle finger.
Dumb bitch. Yeah.
Right? You suck on your thumb, you dumb fuck. So I got my hearing test, okay? And the hearing test is basically they put headphones on you.
This is and they're like, he's retarded.
Tyler's such a cunt. He can't let
okay, no, he would have knew a lot earlier, but they mailed him a letter, and he couldn't read it.
He couldn't read it.
And they set up like 40 of these.
Wait, what?
They're all in his room. And I'm like, what are these? And he's like, I don't know. They have a bunch of big words on them.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What's this word? T-H-E.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
T-H-E.
Hey, go fuck your mother. Anyway. So I went to the hearing test. And basically the hearing test, they put you in a soundproof booth.
Okay.
Put these big headphones on. Give you a button. And they're like, every time you hear a beep, just press the button. I get out, you know, I press the button, whatever, do the test. I leave. The lady's like, old, short, Jewish lady. Oh, my God, that was a disaster.
Oh, my God.
You know? That's exactly what she said in that voice.
Really good voice.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, I'm deaf. And I went to Dr. Hacker, and he said, yeah, you're legally deaf, dude. Me and this girl, there's this point, as I'm leaving, I'm walking with the Jewish lady, and the grandpa had the kid by the wrist, pulling out, just be like, please take me in, I cannot deal with her, please take me in, I cannot.
So he gave up on his kid.
And the girl was just like, literally looking straight ahead, trying not to make eye contact, we can't, sir, we can't. And at the end of it, I was sitting in the lobby, and the girl was laying down, like fully laying down. With her hand up because he was still holding her, and the guy was literally dragging her. And the girl was like, just screaming in the lobby. Anyways, that was
how story. How else do you transport a retard? You have to drag them through.
I hate calling them retards. I feel so bad. Like, I just want to call them like downies. That's bad.
See, man, that's why I don't like
making. You don't have a problem with us calling them like.
You're kind.
You're kind.
Yeah, guys, I get really offended by the R word.
Downies. I feel bad even saying downies, man. I'm just special people.
The only reason I feel bad for downies, as you guys like to call them,
when did we downies that?
Is only because of the parents. That's the only reason. Imagine if your kid.
I coined that term.
Yeah, and no, because I would, but what if you make fun of them and then, like, your kid?
Yeah, that's
exactly what I fear. Like, oh, one of my biggest fears, like,
have a
retarded.
I've been saying that since grade. It's one of my biggest fears.
I swear to God, I'll give it up for adoption.
Like,
I'm not even trying to be a dick, bro. You know how you can tell.
Find out your kid has like serious Down syndrome when it's born.
Like, no, dude, you can.
How are you not gonna Steph Curry shot that into the garbage can?
I can't watch that in my home.
Just fuck, man.
No, because honestly, it's so much work, bro. You always have to.
It's a life dedication.
It's a life dedication. So literally, like, if I ever. Because now they have the technology to see whether or not you're going to have a Down syndrome or a specially developed child, like the chromosomes and shit. They have the technology for that. Yeah. So I would find out, and honestly, like, I'm sorry to whoever gets offended by this, but I would honestly give that kid up for adoption.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't handle that kind of response.
Remember when we were in grade 9 and all the Pip kids were in our gym class?
Yeah.
And then in grade 10, all the Pip kids were in our art class.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Because I had Pip kids in my gym class, but they were, like, separated, though. They weren't doing gym.
In grade 9 or 10?
10.
In grade 9, they were with us.
Like, grade 9,
so they were doing the shit.
Every Pip kid had the same gym class, and they were all in our class. Remember on the first day? Do you remember? We didn't know they were Pip kids.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about their Game Boy or
that's
something.
That's it. Yeah, you were laughing so... Wow, I can't
believe... Dude, that's so mean.
That was like 5 years ago.
No. We thought they were just like regular nerds talking about their Game Boy and shit. Me and Tanner are dying. and then we even found out until later, it's like, oh my God, we have all the fucking kids in our fucking gym.
See, the problem of being in a class full of people.
Oh, do you know Marco?
I was just about to talk to him. Do you remember he had a drawing of the CN Tower and he was like showboating it and you came up to it and he showed it to you. He's like, hey, Ty, what do you think of this? And you're like, that looks like shit. Like, he said it to his face. You're not supposed to do that, man.
Imagine how much that like affected his brain.
Yeah.
That picture is hanging up on his fridge and it's his pride.
Yo, Marco is so like, what's with his fucking like, Facebook post. Do you have him? Oh,
yeah, I see
Instagram. Marco?
Oh,
which
my
one's
God.
Marco?
He was the one that danced.
Oh.
He really wants to be like Justin Bieber. He really wants to be like Justin Bieber.
No, I remember Marco. Marco was like semi...
He was never all the way.
Marco was only like really stupid.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Yeah, he wasn't like retarded.
I think he just had autism.
Like, he just couldn't focus.
Yeah, maybe just, maybe a really, like...
He didn't have Down syndrome, dude. He had autism, for sure.
I don't know. He never seemed... He just seemed off in a way.
There's just, like, slight differences that you see.
Oh, shit, those guys used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Remember when, Marco...
Bought something off of you,
no, dude? No, Marco sold this other guy... He sold them to another... Marco, he was, like, the smartest pit kid, so he was, like, their leader, all right?
Yeah,
the ringleader. So, he convinced this other pit kid to buy these, buy a starter deck of shitty Yu-Gi-Oh cards for $100. And the gym teacher made him give it back because the gym teacher found out and he gave it back. Dude, when I found that out, I was so pissed off because, like, I could have made so much money. I could have sold them, I had way better fucking cards. No, if I had knew they wanted to buy them, I could have.
You could have made, $1,000.
Bro, I swear Marco was, the rain man of that squad. Like, he was just smart.
Okay, I remember another Yu-Gi-Oh story from high school. Okay. I remember in high school in grade 9, I fucking... Remember, you know in Ascension, all the grade 12s sit at the front of the building? Well, do they still do that?
Like, what do you mean?
In the front there's, tables... In the front of the building.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I seen these guys playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And they were in grade 12 and I was in grade 9.
Oh, wow.
And I went and I started talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! With them. And at the time, I thought I was the coolest fucking kid because I was talking about grade 12s.
And then you realized.
And now I look back and I'm like, man, those are the most loser. Those are the most loser fucking grade 12s. Like those guys. Oh my god, shit, man. Grade 12s? Oh, man.
You just assumed all grade 12s were
cool. Yeah, I just assumed they were all cool. Yeah. Just oh shit, grade 12s. And then I look back and I'm like, oh my god, those guys are such fucking losers, man.
How was high school for you guys? This guy's laughing over my question. How was high school for you guys? Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah, man.
I hated Ascension. I really liked Aquinas. I enjoyed Aquinas was good.
Okay, hold on. One at a time.
Yeah, Justice went to Lincoln.
And your school in all of Ontario.
I'll agree with that.
Lincoln is horrible. It's a piece of horseshit.
Now, let me say one thing, okay? I went to Lincoln, not 4, not 5, but 5.5 years.
Oh, okay? Wow. Oh,
really? I struggled a little bit. Fucking because I skipped a lot. I skipped a lot. That was my problem. Lincoln was one of those schools that you could literally skip 50 classes and no one will say shit to you. They'll just let you do your thing. So I would skip every single one of my classes and just
While Justice is talking, Tyler's still stole one of my hats. Yeah, no, and he's saying, do I look
cool? Okay, that was a boring story. Get to the point.
Tyler's never going
to... Get to the point of the story. I won't have to entertain myself with all the thoughts.
Anyway, I struggled in high school. That's the point.
Yeah.
I struggled in high school. But in, grade 9 and 10, man, I was friends with everybody. You know, I had kind of a reputation because I fought a lot in middle school.
Solid, okay.
You know, so a lot of people knew me as kind of
everybody loves the guy who bangs in
that,
faces.
You know, you don't really fuck with.
Entire generations of kids went to high school. Entire generations.
Tyler's the biggest retard. Here's the thing. Tyler's the biggest retard around, and he went to a good school.
All right, you know what I mean. One of us graduated on time.
You're firing shots.
High school, grade 9, 10, I had a lot of friends. I played football. I was always, the captain of the team.
Yeah.
You know, and then I started dating that girl.
You dated some girl that.
Some bitch.
Yeah, fucking whore.
Wow, Jesus Christ. Unnecessary.
No, I'm playing. I have a lot of things
He broke up with her, right? He's talking about it. And when your friend wakes up with a girl and she's not being nice to him anymore. Like she's treating him like shit. She got a new boyfriend. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that bitch. And he's like, oh, come on, man. Don't talk to her like that. I'm like, come on, man. Don't be like that.
Here's the thing. Okay, no, I kind of agree with it now. But here's the thing. Is that, we still... I'll talk to her, once a month.
Okay, so that's what it is, man.
And we'll just be like, this is where I am in life. This is where you are in life. Done. Wait till next month.
See, that's weird, man. Because I always, with my most serious last girlfriend, I never did that shit. Like, we talked, maybe 3 or 4 times since we broke up.
The only reason Tyler's calling her a fucking whore is because, he knows all the latest shit that's been happening. She's been a real cunt. But
whatever, fuck that bitch.
A real cunt. But anyways, off of that, fuck, what was
high
I saying?
School,
yeah,
high school,
yeah, high school is good, man.
Yeah, bro.
You know, Tyler went to Ascension, but then he went to Aquinas and joined the football team and was kind of cool for him.
Aquinas? I mean, Ascension sucked because, yo, every day I went to Ascension, the lights are at like 10% brightness. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, it's very gray in Ascension. Yeah,
the lights are literally like you can barely see anything. And like every day, like I go in the bathroom, I look at yourself and you look fucking gray as fuck. Yeah. And I just feel depressed. And like every morning, like going there, it was just like as soon as I went in that building, it was just like, wow, this fucking sucks. Like, there was nothing to look forward to. But then, yo, I went to Aquinas in grade 11 when I moved to Brampton. And yo, the first day there, like people look happy. And,
oh, really?
I, was like, holy shit, man. The lights are, like, on. Like, you can actually see shit. And it's like,
but, like, did people, like,
oh, great story, Tyler. Great fucking story. So you're telling me the only difference
between
Ascension and
Aquinas
is
the lights. No.
And Aquinas is great, you know, they have brighter lights and stuff.
Since they went to Ascension, they know what it was like. I'm guessing the fucking listeners didn't go. Ascension was run like a fucking jail, right? Like if you were late to a class, like it was like a fucking big deal.
Yeah,
you were late.
It was because of the fucking principal.
And you were late by like a minute. Yeah, it was a big fucking deal. I went to Aquinas. Like people were showing up midway through class. They were just like, "Okay, have a seat." Like what the fuck? Like, I go there. Okay, because at Aquinas, like you had to be like all dressed up, like shirt tucked in, proper shoes. Like at fucking Ascension,
guys getting suspended because you weren't wearing like red socks and shit.
No, not socks. Like,
shoes.
If you weren't wearing the shoes, you got sent home. If you weren't wearing the, like, and not even the sweater, the undershirt also had
the
to be
white shirt.
Also
it
had to be the same. The same fucking.
If your white shirt wasn't tucked in and it was coming, it was poking out a bit.
You get sent home.
Like, that's how fucking.
Like, yo, so this is like the most strict experience, and I thought all high school was like this. Like I thought this is what high school was. Go to Aquinas first day. People are wearing sweatpants and running shoes, and like have their sweater. They're holding their sweater. They're holding their like their rugby sweater because that's what they wore at Aquinas, right? For the uniform. They're holding it in their hands, and like they don't even put it on unless the teacher like says like, "Hey, put on your sweater."
Yo,
because it's just like.
That's
why it's the ugliest uniform colors.
What was it? Like,
it was pretty. It's pretty fucking ugly. I fucking love the finest colors. I love maroon and burgundy.
Yeah, maroon and black.
I love that shit. Ugly. I would fuck the shit out of those. No, dude, like, the difference was the size. Like, think about it. Having that many kids, like, over 1,000, over 2,000 plus, versus, like, 800, less than 1,000. It's so much easier to regulate that smaller group than it is to, like, regulate all those thousands of kids, you know? So they probably just looked at you guys and were like, fuck, there's so many of these guys. Like, fuck it, whatever. Just let them do whatever they want. At Ascension, they see our bases every fucking day. Like, it's not different classes getting switched up. Yeah. Same fucking classes, fucking 365 days away. Like, literally, bro, it was so shit at Ascension.
Like, yeah, it's like growing up in a small town. Like, everybody knows everybody.
No, but for you, it's different.
Oh, okay. Can you do this one?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, for you, it's different. Because fucking, just some information, Justice is a very white guy, okay? And in Moulton, that is very rare. That is very uncommon. So literally, as a white person in Moulton, you already have an advantage.
Oh, like, yeah. Well,
like,
yes and no.
You're already
yes and no, okay?
Though.
Because here's the thing. I went to Lincoln, okay? So I was the minority by far in Lincoln. I remember being in Lincoln grade 10. You can literally count on both hands how many white kids there were in the entire school.
Really?
Same thing at Ascension.
Grade 9 to 10. I mean, grade 9 to 12, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, count on both hands, there was like 8. Okay? And a lot of racism, man. I mean, I'm not the type of guy who uses that as a crutch.
Against white people?
Who the fuck, dude?
Really?
Dude, of course, dude. First of all, every teacher was brown and black. Okay, there was barely any white teachers.
Really?
And I remember one time, there's a teacher, Mr. Nankasore. Math teacher.
Fucking Nankasore.
He was my math teacher, okay?
Sounds like a
now,
dinosaur.
At this point, you know, I was regional champion of wrestling. I was the jock. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody knew me as, you know, the guy who, you know, wrestled, the guy, the captain of the football team. So everyone knew me as that guy. I was the meathead.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm in class, me and Doug was the quarterback of the team. So Nankasore, who was our math teacher, was like, he did this thing. It's like, wrote this like a 5-6-figure number on the board, like a big number.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, can you guess what this is? And we're like, no. He's like, this is how much money I make a year. And he's walking around. He's like, and me and Doug were the only white guys in the class, by the way.
Yeah.
So he's like, circles it, and he's like, can you guess one more thing about this number? So we're like, no, what? He's like, Justice and Doug will never make this much money in their
lives. Oh, come on. Yes.
Whoa, what the hell?
I swear to God, he said that. Dude, Doug had to hold me back. I was going to fight, dude. Every time, everywhere, like, I was always friends with only black guys.
Why would you say that, though? Were you guys, like, causing shit in class?
Right? But
it was the fucking grade 9 Pip Kid math class, and they were 24. Oh, my God. No, I actually heard that story. That's actually a pretty
funny. It was a fucked up story.
That's fucked.
But no, dude, I teach like that all the time, man. I mean, and I always used to hang around with all black kids when I was younger. And, you know, being the only white kid in the black crew, like, dude, they don't see you the same. Like, you kind of have to fight a little extra to be a little more funny.
Yeah.
For them to even fucking notice you're there.
Yeah.
Because you're white. You know what I mean? You're different from everybody, especially at Lincoln, where it's, you know, 90% everything else. I mean, I'm white, but at the same time, like, I feel like I have a lot of, what is it? Like, I perceive things differently because I was a minority, you know, everywhere I went.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, and there were times in middle school where I was like, kind of like, you know, the wigger kid.
Oh, really? So you
tried
to be black at one point.
There was points where, like, I would wear baggy, but Tyler too, man. I mean, yo, like, you know, we used to hang around with Isaac. You know, like, we used to.
Who the fuck is Isaac? That sounds like such a faggot name. Like, wow. I hate everybody named Isaac. Names Isaac. Like, I'm sorry.
Isaac's an enigma.
What does enigma mean? I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
It's like a mystery. You know. It's kind of like the name whispering in the wind.
Yeah, it was a ghost.
Like, dude, we were friends with Isaac, what, grade 7, 8? Or grade 6, 7?
Isaac is black?
And he moved. He moved out of nowhere.
No,
just one day knocked on his door. He's like, yeah, sorry, Isaac lives in Calgary now.
What? Yes. No. Me and Isaac in grade 8 always just play RuneScape together.
Okay,
RuneScape. And every day we used to go to each other. Either I would go to his house or he would go to my house. And we would take turns going on the computer playing RuneScape. One of us would play and one of us would watch. And RuneScape isn't one of those games where it's like action is going on. I'd literally sit there, watch him cutting trees.
And mine.
For hours.
And it would be fun as fuck. Or we'd go to the library and play on the computers.
Wow. Yes.
RuneScape on the computers.
So ghetto.
At the library, though, there was, like, the RuneScape crew. Like, there'd be people.
Oh, really?
There'd be, like, a lot of people.
Siobhan Levy.
Yeah, Siobhan Levy. Play RuneScape.
Siobhan from grade 8?
No, different Siobhan. But I think he went to Holy Cross, though.
He did. Remember him, TJ?
But he's my sister's age.
Yo, TJ's so fucked, bro.
Dude, TJ's the only guy who ever kicked ass.
TJ could
never analyze us.
Who is TJ? I don't know who TJ is.
TJ Gallant. He has a brother named Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fucking shaved head white dude. TJ is a fucking psycho, dude.
I didn't finish my
story.
Because
he's white. He's white.
So we'd always used to play RuneScape together. And then one day on there, we're chilling. We're hanging out playing RuneScape. The next day, I get on RuneScape. I message Isaac. He's like, I'm in Calgary now. I messaged him on RuneScape, and he's like, yeah, I'm in Calgary now. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he's just like, and then it was so weird, because right after that, he's like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to play RuneScape anymore either. Bye. And then we never talked again.
Wow.
Like I sent him, like, a Facebook message, and that's it.
See, me and Isaac were friends, but we were friends in a different way.
That's a real moment, bro.
Yeah,
like, when you lose a friend like that, that shit hurts, bro.
You cut off a friendship.
Me and Isaac were best friends. But it was weird, and him and Isaac were best friends, but we almost never hung out together.
Yeah.
You know, because me and Isaac went to Darcel.
Yeah.
And I was, like, one of his first friends when he moved, you know, and introducing him to Darcel and everything. Like, you know, he was my guy. And he ended up getting so fucking cool, and I was kind of, like, riding his coattails.
Oh,
and it was like, oh, introduce me, I'm cool too. But, no, I mean, Isaac was cool, man. Isaac was one of the, honestly, like, just naturally coolest guys.
That's popular.
I mean, you look at him now, he looks exactly, he's trying to look like Chief Keef.
Oh,
you ever seen him now?
Is he a black dude?
Mini dread Tyler?
Yeah, he's a black dude.
And he's a big glow gang guy.
Oh, just like Tyler. Glow gang, GBE.
See, Tyler wants to call me retarded, but, you know.
I,
Honestly, don't even fuck with Tyler's music, man. I fucking rate Tyler on that shit.
He has some heavy fucking shit, bro. It's lit.
Tyler has a cheeky shirt, don't you? Didn't you spend like a good amount of money on it?
It's a shirt.
Dude, Tyler wants to become part of the Glow Gang.
Yo, Tyler, I literally, just because I didn't hang out with you, like, I never knew what kind of music you listened to and shit. As soon as I heard this guy play some fucking music in the car, fire. Straight fire. Yeah, I was like, wow.
You really didn't only play fire. Yeah,
like, when Tyler was in middle school, he only listened to T.I. and Hollywood Undead.
I remember T.I.
I hate Hollywood Undead. Only T.I. songs he liked was Whatever You Like.
Oh my god.
Live Your Life.
Oh god.
He only liked the gayest shit in Hollywood.
Okay, I was going through Hollywood a phase, okay? I was going through a fucking phase.
Hollywood Undead, bro, me and Kyle, we literally went through a phase of Hollywood Undead. Like,
I remember I went through a phase too, and I remember someone told me that Kyle listened to Hollywood Undead.
Yeah.
And I never talked to Kyle before, ever.
You never talked to any of us.
And one day, like, I asked him, like, hey, did you hear the new Hollywood Undead album came out? And then he's like, yeah. And then that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, cool.
Like, yeah, that was it.
Yo, like, he listened to Deuce and shit after he left the band, bro. Yeah, like, he was heavy into that shit. I look back
on that, like, I listened to some Hollywood Undead song now, I'm like, holy shit, that was a faggot.
Hollywood Undead sucks.
Charlie
Sheen and all those guys. What the fuck was that doing?
It fucking sucked. J-Dog. Kind of cringy.
Yeah, no, like, I thought the gimmick was cool, like, the masks and shit. I thought that shit was dope as fuck. But then they started, like, making shittier and shittier music.
The reason why Hollywood Undead is lame is because when I think of Hollywood Undead, I think of the people who listen to Hollywood Undead.
Yeah. Scene kids.
Scene kids. Yeah. Like, fedora, trench coat.
Dude, I don't see that. Package. I see, like, the long fucking hair
with, like, blue and pink and, like, green and some shit.
Rar XD. Those guys wearing like the fucking studded belts and shit, like two studded belts.
What the fuck?
I don't remember, Tyler. I saw you dressed exactly like that.
Fucking Oasis shoes.
Osiris. Not Oasis, bro. Fucking colorful ass high top skating shoes. I hate that shit.
Guys, you dress up exactly like skaters. Never seen a skateboard.
They never skate.
I actually picked up skating for a little bit, and I got like, I didn't get good. I'm not gonna lie. I got like good enough to do like an ollie and a kickflip and shit. But
I always wanted to get into it. I had skateboards. My dad never let me. He's like, you're gonna break your arm and you'll never be able to play football again.
Wow.
Fuck you, Dad. I want to have fun.
You were already in a sport, dude.
Yeah, you're already
playing football. Yeah, man, but. I played football from when I was a little kid, and I wanted to do other things.
What do you smell? Tyler smells something.
No, it smells like citrus.
Oh, it's lemongrass.
Yeah, it's this fucking gay ass. Sorry, I shouldn't say gay.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
It's lame ass.
Is it like air freshener?
No, it's like
lemongrass
oil.
Dude, that's so gay. So yesterday.
Yeah,
it really is. That's lemongrass oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you have that?
Because my room usually stinks like shit. So
literally last time I came to his house, it smelled like vomit.
Yeah,
so I was just like, ugh.
And the oil is really pungent, so it takes over all the
energy. It's a really strong oil. He literally just like squirts.
Yeah, I whipped it against the. You can kind of see the whipping line right there. I whipped it against the curtain.
I literally went to my house or my apartment or whatever, and my girl's like,
"Yeah, she told me I smelled good." Dude.
Yeah, it's just like you smell like lemons. It's just like what the fuck.
But yeah, Justin, you said you were playing football?
Played football from when I was 6 to 18.
Wow.
And I played at the highest level I could play at. I was all-star twice, provincial.
Wow.
I said, my team won 20 games in a row. We were big, man. But, hurt my knee, the business of it, I got fucked up. Whatever. That's life, man. And now I'm trying to navigate on this comedy life.
What do you want? Yeah. Where do you see yourself in like 6 months?
Comedy, man.
Dude, that's
stand-up
shit.
I got accepted into a bunch of colleges, all for radio.
Radio and broadcast is a program.
And now, I feel like, man, if I get a good podcast going, then fuck radio. Fuck going to college for radio, man. If I can get my own, I know it sounds dumb, and I feel honestly stupid when I go up to people and tell them that I want to be a stand-up comedian.
Why?
Dude,
dude, it's
not that, man. It's so
out there.
It's like saying you want to be a magician.
It's
what I want to do, but how do you not feel ridiculous?
Dude, it's the exact same concept as me going up to someone and be like, yeah, I'd love to be a rapper.
Yeah, it's like
it's the exact same concept.
Yeah. It's so
it's
such a hard thing to achieve.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Honestly, no, like we say that it's so hard, but it's really not.
Stand-up is hard. Stand-up is the hardest
form. Okay, for me, I guess it's not as hard because you actually just need to work on your craft. Yeah. But then again, practice does kind of make perfect, man. Like, you just got to work on your craft until you're good.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, man, dude, some people are funny as fuck. There's so many old, funny comics that no one knows about. But if you ask Bill Burr, knows who these comics are.
Yeah.
Because they're a comedian. Bill Burr said this shit on a podcast and it stuck with me. Okay. And it's kind of like what I kind of run my life. This guy emailed him on his podcast and was like, you know, man, I don't want to be, you know, 40 living on a futon in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr was like, I was 40 living on a futon in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's like, dude, he's like, the way I see it, I see living that regular office, you know, warehouse life, the regular, you know, work till you die kind of life that you're supposed to live, that's taking more of a risk than going out and what I, you know, my dream.
Yeah.
You know, and achieving that. And that's, dude, even if I fuck up, like, if I don't go after my dreams, what am I going to tell my kids, you know?
Yeah.
When they want to go after their dreams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At least fucking
try. I have
some fucking depressed ass parents, now that I think about it, because they're all sad and shit that they didn't do what they want to do. Like, I had my brother when they were young as fuck.
Yeah. I want to do comedy. I want to be on the radio. I want to have a podcast.
That's lit, man. You should follow that shit. Pursue it.
I know. I'm too much of a pussy to get on stage, though. I have so much shit written.
We should go do stand-up. That's my dream. Those are my dreams, to do stand-up.
See, now, for me to get on stage, I'd have to go with a group of people, and they'd have to be like, go!
We'll be your fucking squad. What the fuck?
I'll go.
You'll have Tyler talking shit. I don't know about
Tyler. Tyler's not coming. Tyler's unsupportive.
If I went up on stage, Tyler would be the guy heckling.
Just about to say that. I'd be like, Tyler's a heckler. He's in the crowd, bro.
Say something funny.
Piece of shit.
Yo, you guys, on the last podcast, you guys were talking about funny shit stories. Shit story.
You have a shit story.
I do. Now, Tyler, you ever, like, actually shit yourself?
Not really.
Fag. Okay. You were not
mad. This guy fucking shit himself and he's cutting himself.
Oh my god, stop! I'm telling the story!
Before you get to your story, what do you mean, not really?
Like, I sharted.
Yeah, so like
you but like it wasn't a full shit though. It's just like I realized it like mid chart and I like squeezed my butt cheeks together. But I guess maybe
that counts.
Yo, I shit in your pants.
I sharted shit came out of your butt.
This guy's house.
I don't know. Okay, the only thing that came up when I was at my fucking grandma's camp and I was hanging out with this kid. He was like a little bit younger than me.
Yeah.
I was like 12 at the time.
Oh.
I was like 12 at the time, and then the kid was hanging out with me, and I fucking farted. Well, I learned now that it was a shark. But I farted, and I didn't know until after I took a couple steps, and I'm like, oh, no. I fucking did the finger chest.
Finger chest? What? You shoved your finger in your butt? And like, oh, yeah,
there's proof right here on my fingers.
Yeah.
I was 12, okay?
This is what he did. Looked at it, he's like, oh, fuck. Wiped it on his pants.
I kind of felt it, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So then I just jumped in the fucking lake. And then I like rinsed it off.
Did you at least have swim shorts on or like regular shorts?
I was just wearing like shorts.
Oh my god.
My regular shorts were my swim shorts.
Did you throw out your boxers at least? Oh my god, it's so
you sick.
No, there's some good fucking boxers. I'm gonna throw them out.
Oh my god, dude, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
That's really nasty.
That's pretty gross.
I jumped into the lake because there's shit in my pants.
I had to rinse that shit out.
You couldn't go to the bathroom?
We were at the lake.
How far is the lake to the house?
No,
it was like a good distance.
Oh, really?
I feel about that one because there's outhouses and shit.
What else are you going to do then? Yeah,
yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you got
fucking shit on my finger.
Oh, shit story.
Yeah, I want to hear
it. Yeah.
It was when I was at, in grade 11, I went to a prep school in Niagara for football.
Okay.
called the Canada Prep Football Academy.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it was a pretty big school. You know, a lot of guys that went to that school got, you know, really big Division One football scholarships. Oh, it was a pretty prestigious school. So I was there, you know, trying to forward my dream, you know, playing professional football, which, you know, didn't go so well because I left. But anyways, one day, the way the school was, it was a big three-story school, and it was abandoned, okay? It used to be a school for delinquents, okay? Oh, wow. It used to be, like, one of those schools that you send a private school that you send your kids off to when they're being too retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it was. It was called a Pinehurst. We went there, and basically, for our dorms to the bathroom, you have to walk through a long hall, walk through a long hall, and walk through another long hall to the bathroom.
Wait, hold on. Dorms?
Distance.
Dorms meaning you lived on?
We lived on campus because it was in Niagara, right?
I lived there.
It was grade 11 or something like that. Yeah.
Long distance to the bathroom, then.
Long distance to the bathroom. So I wake up, and we used to have the shittiest breakfast. Our schedule was we wake up at 5 in the morning, do like an hour and a half, like 90-minute workout.
Yeah.
Eat breakfast. Some guys would skip breakfast, get like a 30-minute nap, go to class, okay? I went to work out, and our breakfast, because the school is so broke, because the program was just starting,
yeah.
We would get these breakfast sandwiches. These sandwiches were just frozen breakfast sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, pull it out the freezer, and it's just a frozen egg McMuffin.
But you gotta understand, like, that's what it's getting to eat, and it's like fucking $6,000 for a semester.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, one day for lunch, you know, we had for lunch? We had two chicken nuggets in a wrap with a yogurt.
Are you kidding me?
No, we had Kraft dinner with hot dogs for dinner.
What the fuck?
But like $6,000 per semester to go to school.
That's fucking
anyways, because our chef was a total clown. But
it's not even a chef.
Yeah, chef.
The microwave specialist.
Yeah. A 15-year-old kid in the kitchen just like microwaving hot pockets and nuggets. Yeah.
Wow. So, and dude, at that school, we did so many drugs. It was unfucking.
Okay, hold on. Drugs?
Guys used to crush up Gravol and snort it.
Oh, wow.
And they would get
Wait, hold on. Isn't fucking Gravol a stomach thing?
Stop your diarrhea. But if you crush 8 and snort it all in one line, you'll hallucinate.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I would never do that. Who the fuck
snorts Gravol?
Dude, I am knees deep in drugs, and I would never do that.
Okay, like, hold on. When you say drugs, and this is just like a little, you know, are you comfortable with talking about like all the shit you've done?
Everything except for like.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything except for that.
So was it including that when you say you were doing like lots of drugs?
I got more into drugs after like me and my ex broke up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But anyways, the shit
story. Yeah. We'll get into
that. So eat the sandwich. I ate 2 sandwiches, in fact. Okay. Because I was hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then I go upstairs, I'm in my room, you know, I'm changing, getting ready for class. I'm walking, I'm in the first hallway, shit exploded out my ass.
What?
Okay. Like, it wasn't even like a little like drop. I farted and it like splat.
Oh,
you know, like exploded.
So was it one of those ones that just didn't stop and it kept pouring out of your ass?
Or is it
no, it wasn't like that, dude. It was literally just I farted and like it's like
wow.
Just all spray. Came out. All in one explosion. That's the best way I can say explosion.
Yeah. Just erupted
shit
out of your
explosion.
Ass.
So that happened when I was in the first hallway. I had 2 hallways to go. Okay? And I was hoping that no one would like walk in and see me. Because I'm walking, clenching my butt cheeks, like taking turtle steps, like really little steps. And then I'm wearing shorts. And I'm just like, hopefully no one comes and they don't see that this shit is like running down my fucking leg.
Like wearing shorts?
My God. That's
so bad.
Running down my leg.
So this
was
like watery.
Yeah. It was diarrhea, bro.
Oh, God.
It was bad.
Huh?
So I'm like.
So bad.
I was like almost crying walking to the bathroom. Oh, my God. Oh. Get to the bathroom, take off my underwear. Scratch on my underwear, throw it out the window.
Not even the garbage.
Dude, and the worst part is that we shared that building with a preschool.
Oh, no.
I have no doubt that preschool ended up finding the shitty underwear.
Oh, my God.
We used to share with a preschool, dude. I found out where they had their, like, secret food stash for, like, snack time.
Yeah.
Dude, I was... I would go in the kids' classes when they were gone. I would like hotbox the classes.
Oh god!
I would take all their juice, all their popsicles, everything. Because we weren't allowed to go in that part of the school.
Yeah.
But I would go there all the time because it was the only place to smoke weed in the school. Because if you wanted, where we lived, it was in the middle of nowhere. It was my school. There was a Dairy Queen, and nothing else within miles.
Where was this?
Where was it? It was St. Catharines, to be exact.
Oh, shit. So that's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
It was right by Brock University.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was about a 30, 40-minute drive away from Brock.
Okay.
We used to go to parties there sometimes.
Oh, nice.
But it was rough. We used to go to parties. I'd be the only white guy walking in with a group of, like, 6'5 black guys. And it's all white kids that never even seen a 6'5 black guy. Yeah. So they would never talk to us.
They're all scared and shit.
Yeah, they're terrified of us.
Yeah.
But, no, that's one of my shit stories.
Oh man!
But I shit myself, and it was like I said, running down my leg.
When you said you were about to cry, were you about to cry because you were embarrassed?
I was so embarrassed. Because this school was everyone was so alpha male.
So everybody's just macho.
Oh,
everybody's
dude,
you fucking would have been yourself.
A real bitch.
You're a little bitch.
Yeah. I would have been. It would have been the most humiliating thing of my entire fucking life.
That sucks, man.
I mean, and that's the worst. That it's not like you see these guys that like practice and whatever. You see these guys, you sleep with these guys.
Yeah.
See them all the time. You know, there's no getting away.
Yeah.
It would have been endless.
So did anybody like find out or?
No, no one found out.
Did you go to class?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I went to class.
Commando.
No, prep school is interesting, man. It's very interesting.
Back at it again with the shit story.
Damn, Daniel.
Oh man. Wow. No more shit stories.
Yeah.
I just feel like I had to put that on the table because right when I heard you guys talk about shit stories, I'm like, I have a shit story. I have to remember this one.
Yeah. So how does it feel being legally deaf? Like,
yeah.
So it really sucks.
It's only in one ear.
Oh, legally deaf in one ear.
It's both. This one just recently went out. This one's been out for a year.
So what are the how? Because you were talking right now.
Yeah.
So
did you just
hear me?
Did you just find out like?
Did you get one of those things? Did you get one of those fucking handicap stickers for your car?
That's what I was asking.
Oh, no. Sick. I'm gonna get a thing mailed to me, so if I go to a job interview, I can literally put it in my resume. Like this guy can't be persecuted.
Where are you gonna put it in your resume?
Yeah.
Can't you lose a job though?
Why the fuck? You check that shit for like I know for a fact you're not like deaf because you.
No, but honestly, dude, like for me, it's pitches. Like, high pitches, I hear. Like, my dad talks in a very, very low pitch. Where even if he's talking loud, if he's talking in a low pitch,
yeah,
I can't hear it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So the higher it is, the more I can hear. You know?
Oh, okay.
But literally, it being like this, man, it sucks. Because, like, I hate being like, what, sorry, you know? I hate it. So that's why, like, I'll literally just go, and if I didn't hear you, I won't even say what, because I'm so embarrassed to say what.
Oh, so you're just
you know what I mean? So I just kind of nod and be like, yeah.
Dude, I noticed that shit. Like, sometimes I'll ask you a question, and you just, like completely did not hear what I said. I'm just like...
When we were walking,
yeah.
Up here, pretty much almost 90% of the shit you were saying, I didn't hear. I was literally, I would hear a couple words, and just be like, yeah.
Wow. I thought we were having like a full on conversation.
Really? I know, but it's embarrassing when you're like, ah, yeah, and they're like, no, dude, I asked you a question. That's what it is, man. I mean, I got fucked up jeans, man.
What are you, yeah. Tyler? What do you feel about your best friend Justice being legally deaf?
Ears. I mean, it's kind of tough, you know, your best friend is retarded. No, I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to think? I mean, he's deaf.
I don't know. It doesn't really affect
I guess now
mind.
I have to learn sign language.
Yo, before I got my tubes.
Bad question.
Before I got my tubes put in when I was a little kid.
Tubes.
It's basically because why I'm so fucked up, my hearing, is because water gets trapped behind my eardrum. Okay. So water gets trapped behind my eardrum, then turns into wax, and it clogs up my ear.
Yeah.
Totally, right? So when the tubes, basically, they shoot like some fucking Novocaine or some shit that numbs your eardrum.
Oh, yeah.
They do a drill that drills a tube in your eardrum, so the tube kind of filters out the water behind your eardrum.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
So, like, I can't get water in my ears, or else it'll back up. But I remember being a little kid, and my parents never knew I had a hearing problem.
Yeah.
I had a hearing problem from when I was, like, born, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember one day I was, like, 9, and basically how I listened to everyone, I would just look at them, and I would read their lips. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I would never know anything. They would just, like, move their lips, and that's how, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, that's actually pretty crazy, because, like, my brother, Jordan, he can't see in one eye.
Is and, that's
and,
crazy.
Yeah, no. He was never able to see one eye. And, like, when he told my parents, he's like, because he thought that, like, everyone, well, it's not that he can't see. It's like, he can see, like, only, like, blurs. Only, like, blurs in that eye. And he's like, hey, which one of you got, which one of your eyes is the good eye? He asked that question to someone.
But
he thought that everyone had, like, a good eye and a bad eye.
Wow.
So he didn't ask anybody ever, like, yo, is your eye like this?
It never occurred to him that you see how both eyes.
How old was he when he asked the question?
Like, how old was he, like, jeez, 11?
Holy shit, God. You go 11 years of your life not knowing your blind.
No, yeah, he was never able to see. And then, like, we find out, after he asked that question, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
And then they take him to the eye doctor, and yeah, he has, like, no vision. Like, he's, like blind out of that eye. Like, he only sees blurs. He can't read or anything.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
imagine, like, literally, have you ever covered your
eye? Okay, it's pretty bad, because, like, he never really rehabilitated it properly, because, like, he's supposed to wear this eye patch. He's supposed to wear an eye patch over the good eye.
He's supposed to wear an eye patch, but Tyler made his life such a living hell.
The first day he comes home with the eye patch. Everyone in my family makes fun of him, calling him a pirate.
Wow.
He's like 11. Everyone called him a pirate.
That's so weird.
Parents are making fun of him.
Dude, you have no idea what Tyler's dad would take me to his hockey games and just loudly roast the shit out of Tyler. Look, my son's the fattest one on the ice. He can't even skate. And his dad has a coolie accent, so it's so funny, man. It's literally the funniest shit. So remember one time, Tyler was skating. A guy kind of just zipped by him, right? And Tyler went to turn around, and it was so slow, and he fell.
Oh, shit.
Tyler's dad, like, literally threw his coffee and was laughing so loud. Like, oh, what a retard! It was so funny, man.
Oh,
so
God,
fun.
Your dad's
ass. Like, yo, like,
fucking asshole.
Like, it got to a point where Tyler didn't even want me to go to his hockey games. His dad was inviting me. It was like, come on, you have to come, like, and watch it, like, and just make fun of Tyler.
Yeah, dude, no, when my brother came over with that fucking eye patch, everyone in my family made fun of him.
Just roasted him.
They fucking called him a pirate, and then he started crying.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's so unsupportive.
That's so mean.
And then he started crying. And then we're like, oh, come on, man, stop being a little baby, right? But he never wore it again. He never wore the eye patch.
And your parents weren't like, no, you have to wear the eye patch. We're just joking.
No, his parents
like, he'd wear it. He'd probably just wear it and then, like, take it off. Like, he wouldn't want to go in public with it.
Yeah.
But would he, like, be around you guys and with it and shit? Like, your family, I mean, like, your mom and dad, bro. No, you guys fucked it up. You never wore that shit again.
How old is he now?
16.
So, when, like, they wanted to rehabilitate it, like, well, would it have been fixed if he used the eye patch till now?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were just...
Am I a doctor?
I don't know. I thought you were.
Okay, I think we should shift topics, talk about a little current events.
Current events?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Leo winning that Oscar.
Oh,
The Revenant.
Okay, I know, listening to the other podcast, you guys, you know, I know you... Love fucking Leo.
Yeah.
The movies he does.
Favorite actor.
Leo.
Look behind you. The poster's right there. It's my fucking hero. I love
him. Now, would you say Leo is your number one favorite actor?
Yeah.
One of my top.
100%.
Yeah.
He surpassed Robert De Niro, because Robert De Niro...
You like him better than Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's such a bad actor. But it's kind of the same, like, Leonardo is... This generation's De Niro.
Exactly, so...
Because...
No,
I mean...
Yeah, he is.
But, no, but think about it. Think about it, though. When De Niro was young coming up, he was Scorsese's guy.
Exactly. So now,
Leonardo is Scorsese's guy.
Yeah.
Well, Scorsese puts Leo in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck Scorsese. We're talking about actors, bro, not producers.
Yeah, but Scorsese's the
man. Yeah, Scorsese's the
producer. Scorsese's the shit, but, like, literally, fuck that guy, man.
Yeah. Why?
What do you mean? In perspective to, like, awards and shit like that, Scorsese, He's won, like, how much, dude?
He has one Oscar.
Are you serious?
One for The Departed, right?
The Departed.
That's a padded.
That's it. Yo, The Departed.
The Departed.
Top five movies.
The Departed. It's such a good movies. Movie.
Fucking Matt Damon, Leonardo, and...
The ending of that fucking movie when
Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark, bro.
And Matt Damon's just like, okay. Mark Wahlberg shoots him in the head.
He was the last one I expected. I was thinking, I was like,
dude, I fully called that, because he's such a shit.
You haven't seen The Departed?
Dude, don't even
tell me. It's a 10-year-old movie.
The fucking old man, he is dead, no?
Martin Sheen?
Who? No.
Oh, man.
Old man from Anger Management.
Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson.
Is he dead?
He's alive.
I swear he's dead, bro.
Yeah, he's alive.
You're tripping!
Tripping?
He's alive as shit.
Man. Oh, my God. I swear he looked like he was going to die in The Departed.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
He was old as
Jack Nicholson, even when he was young, he looked like he was
even in The Shining, he was like 40.
In The Shining, 80. Yeah, literally. I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Why do you look so old?
His hairline's already like all the way
down. Yeah, already receding.
He looks insane in that fucking
movie. I've never seen. No.
I had to read the book and I had to watch the movie.
Oh, you're in the books and shit, like novels.
Not in the books. I probably read three books in my entire life.
Yeah,
like, I had to read that for a book report, you know?
I've probably read like half a book my whole life.
Do you follow Leonardo DiCaprio? Do you know his movies and stuff?
Yeah, man.
What's your favorite performance by him?
Ooh. Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah.
Why does everybody say that? It's just because it's modern and fucking long as fuck and he's so good. But like, dude,
it's a 3-hour movie that feels 90 minutes long.
It goes like, it's so fast.
Scorsese's masterpiece. Dude.
Amazing movie. I'm never going to put it down. Like, I'm never going to talk
shit. What's your favorite DiCaprio performance in?
Man, there's so many, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. There was one movie, something. He played a Down syndrome kid.
Oh, Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape. Johnny Depp was in that.
Yeah, dude, that was a sick movie.
He was fucking our age when he did that.
Basketball Diaries?
Crazy. Basketball, I have that right there.
I've never
when he's crying
Diaries.
In front of the door where his mom is.
Shit breaks.
Open the fucking door.
Heart.
Yeah. You fucking
that's
bitch.
So hard to watch.
Dude, Leonardo makes me cry on so many levels. Like,
that's
almost every movie makes me cry. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's one of those scenes. It's like, I have a couple scenes that, like, every time that scene comes on, I just have to, like, fast forward it.
Yeah.
Because it makes me uncomfortable.
You know what a scene like this?
Like, uncomfortable, like you're
just
about
makes
to cry.
So
yeah, it's just so sad, yeah.
You know, like, the number one scene that makes me the most uncomfortable, you know, Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, wow, I was watching clips of that today.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah,
when Giovanni Ribisi dies.
Oh.
Wait, the doctor?
That's a hard movie, bro.
This is the one where the Jew dies.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
okay.
The Jew gets stabbed.
Yeah.
And the guy... is behind the wall and he's just like
yeah I know exactly
with the gun
yeah
it's just how like they do the close-up shot of him like kind of like slowly putting the knife in his chest the guy that they had and released
the cinematography is just A1 straight like the way they shot it
the first
fucking close-ups everything
the first 20 minutes Saving Private Ryan cost $12 million that's what it costs but think about it though
that's
the first 20 minutes
so intense
Saving
pretty
Ryan.
Much recreated D-Day
it was D-Day like when as soon as the doors open it's just everybody gets fucking
killed
and
shit
oh god
the older
awful.
Dude, the older
that
I
was
get
a crazy movie
yeah.
The older I get the more I notice like the art of cinema.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Now you watch Martin Scorsese, he has that directing style. You know, like
the camera going in quick.
Every Scorsese movie he has that angle where like they're doing like
quick
shots like a montage and like a voiceover.
Everyone
like they did in Wolf of Wall Street,
Goodfellas.
Probably Goodfellas is probably my number one favorite movie.
If I
was to pick one.
Yes, it did. Goodfellas is like
I'm telling you for a fact.
He's a taxi driver.
I really don't. It took way too long.
It you know, it's a little campy.
It's a 70s movie, so you have to give
it
patience.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
That's how movies
fuck
are made.
Like, I try. I sat
you know,
through,
dude,
like,
it's a good movie, and at the end, you just, like, it's kind of like this Nightcrawler here.
It's exactly like Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Nightcrawler.
Because you just watch in the beginning, and just watch this guy, sociopath, just fucking get crazy.
He's such a loner. Like, it's unbelievable. And he almost tricks you, because you think, oh, he's just a loner. He's like a nerd. And at the end, he becomes this
fucking
homicidal maniac just for this girl.
Yeah, the movie makes you... The movie is so crazy because in the beginning, you're rooting for the guy. You want him to fuck the girl.
You want to see,
you want him to do everything. But at the end, you're like, holy shit, dude. Like,
well, you don't want to fuck
together.
The girl. You want to shake
like,
the girl.
That's what I mean. She's like 13.
Yeah. She's 12
and I totally forgot.
You want to save
the girl.
You want to
fuck the girl. You're rooting for the guy.
Yeah, you know. And then by the end of the movie, you're like, this guy's a fucking psycho.
You see, why the fuck would you tell me that? Because literally, I sat the majority of the movie. I didn't even get to the ending because apparently,
okay, so
in quotations, the ending of the movie is where that shit just blows the fuck up.
You can't have a real opinion of Taxi Driver if you haven't seen the ending scene. The ending scene is so fucked.
Okay, I guess you're right. So I'm going to have to sit through that shit. So right now,
I can't even a guy with his hands, a bullet in his hand.
Oh my God. Okay, shut up. I'm going to watch this shit.
Don't shoot him!
Jodie Foster's sucking some guy off.
Yeah. Jodie Foster.
But dude, De Niro, man, I mean, like,
you talking to me? You fucking talking to me?
Yeah. You talking to me?
Yeah. Oh my God, dude, bubbles.
That was improv.
I don't see anybody else here.
Yeah, that was improv, you know?
What?
It wasn't in the script.
Did he pull up the gun in the scene?
Yeah.
I didn't even get to that scene.
Really?
I didn't
even. Wow, so you're not even like in. You gotta watch the whole thing. You're fat.
Because I've been watching like, the first couple scenes Netflix, where he's sitting in the coffee shop.
It's on Netflix, is it?
I haven't been on DVD though.
Dude, I literally watched the scenes where there was that bitch from the fucking president, or not a president, but some sort of election. Some sort of election.
Yeah, literally, like, she's part of the campaign.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just there fucking drinking coffee in a coffee shop, like in 10 scenes. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah, like, why are you just sitting there being a creep, man?
When did you cut off the movie?
Like, right when they started talking. When he started talking to me, he was being all like weird and like.
Did you see the scene where he takes it to the movie theater?
I cut it right before.
Wow, you fucked up, bro. He takes it to
the fucking movie. What?
Yeah. Dude, I literally, he's just like, something that I want to take you somewhere.
Yeah. She's like, I don't watch movies like this.
He takes her to a porno.
I see couples like this all the time. Couples always come to this
stuff. And the guy's like, no, this is sick. He's like, what a
cool. That's fucked up. What do you mean couples? He just like asked the girl. He's a sociopath. Dude, he didn't understand what fucked up.
Unbelievably socially awkward. Like he has no idea how to. Because you know what they don't say about the movie? They say in the beginning when he's applying for the taxi job.
Yeah.
He's saying that he was in Nam or whatever the fuck. Was he in the Navy or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Do you think that's what?
And he had the jacket.
He has a jacket. I think what they don't say in the film. I think he has PTSD.
Oh, post-traumatic stress.
That's why he's so fucked up. That's why he gets through the mohawk. That's why he's so like known with guns.
Yo, the mohawk?
Yeah.
That scene? Literally, I haven't even gotten to that scene. And I know so many people recreated the fucking mohawk with a jacket.
Remember in Neighbors when they had the Robert De Niro?
Jixie Cat.
They have Jackie Brown like talking.
Yeah,
like, that's the wrong movie.
It's fucking Sam Jackson. Yo, in that movie, Jackie Brown, I didn't finish that movie.
Really?
I know, dude. It's
what?
Probably the only Tarantino De Niro movie.
Wait, you're talking about Taxi Driver.
No, now we're talking about Jackie Brown.
Oh, okay.
Jackie Brown.
It's a Tarantino movie. You know, really?
Tarantino is also one of my all-time favorite directors. It's Scorsese. Jackie Brown's probably the only Tarantino movie I haven't.
Well, why? Wait, hold on. Which one's Jackie Brown?
I've seen half of it.
You seen Jackie Brown?
You know what the story was? It was on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And I watched half of it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll watch that another day. Week goes by. It's not on Netflix anymore. And I'm like, fuck, I guess I'm never going to watch this movie.
I have it on DVD. It's really
good. But I saw the scene in the beginning when he takes that huge bong rip. That's the only time on camera that De Niro, like, ever smoked pot.
Yeah, De Niro.
That's real weird when he smoked.
Yeah,
we have to watch that fucking scene.
And he even said, like, whenever they try to ask him if he smokes weed, he always tries to say, like, no, I don't. But they're like, but what about this time? It's like, that was real weed.
Really? Oh my God.
I heard this story. Real from Cypress Hill?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some story. He was in a club with a bunch of his like crew guys, right? And I heard this on Getting Doug with High.
Okay.
Have you know the podcast?
Yeah, Douglas.
Doug Benson.
Doug Benson.
Yeah, the stoner.
Yeah. The comedian. Stand up.
Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian, but like he's like
famous for podcasts.
Dude, he has a fucking movie though. Super High Me.
Yeah.
Super High Me, the greatest movie ever rolled.
He's 50, you know? He's like 52.
Yeah. He's 50, dude. Guy's the biggest, probably like the face of stoner America.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't start smoking weed till he was 30.
I thought it was the Prince of Pot, dude.
Huh?
The Prince of Pot.
Who's that?
I thought he was the most famous.
Doug Benson?
No, Prince of Pot. You don't know the Prince of Pot? He was in the fucking film.
Nah, I have no idea.
The Prince of Pot. There's literally, if you search up on Google or whatever.
I'm talking about like in media. Like as far as media is concerned, Doug Benson is the stone.
It's because he's in like actual media.
He's in comedy.
Fuck all this shit. The Be Real on Cypress Hill.
His story about like his homies in the club.
So Be Real was telling the story. It's like, I was in a club one day, chilling with my rap crew.
And it was like in the 90s where those clubs, you would just let you smoke in the club, right?
Yeah.
So Be Real is one of those stoner icons, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So he's in there, like yourself, bro. And they're smoking weed in the club. And I forgot who it was. It was one big actor, an actor that's like known for smoking weed.
Okay.
And he goes up to Be Real and he's like, "Hey man, you know, I got some friends over here and they say they really want to smoke weed with you. Wow. You know, they said it'd be a treat, be great." And Be Real's kind of like, "Ah, fuck, like we hate smoking with civilians, you know, but whatever.
Yeah,
let's bring him in." The guy brings in fucking Bruce Willis.
Holy shit.
And the guy, you can tell when Be Real's telling the story, he almost felt bad. Because he was like, "I don't want to out him, you know, like, or yeah, nothing like that." Because you know it was real.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Yeah, so Bruce Willis just comes up to us." We're like, "You're pretty sure you're bringing a friend, not the biggest fucking action movie star on the planet."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, I can just imagine that, like, Bruce Willis, like, just smoking blunts with Be Real.
Yeah.
He actually, like, seshed it down?
Yeah, he said, and, like, not only did he smoke, but he, like, powerhoused it.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, he was, like, fucking taking charge of the blunts, like, keeping up with them. Like, and that's Cypress fucking Hill. Hits from the bomb, like.
Oh wow! I mean? Yeah, dude, like they smoke.
Cypress Hill's fucking.
Dude,
crazy.
Like they literally have a pound in the club.
Yeah,
just chilling, just rolling, like rolling. Like as they're smoking, they're rolling.
Yeah.
Like,
so those are the kind of guys that, like, I remember when we used to hang around with Anthony. He always used to say to Steven, he was like, "Bro, I hate this. My eyes are white. I feel so uncomfortable when my eyes are white." He was like, "I just need my eyes to be red. We need to go smoke right now."
I need to be high. Yeah.
He was like, that was his thing. He's like, he hated it when his eyes weren't red.
Really? Honestly, I had a thing with that in high school. Like, real shit. No, because I don't know what it is about me. Generally, my eyes don't get that red. Like, they literally.
I already
like,
have chinked eyes. So
yeah, dude, you look stone as fuck right now. But, like, I don't know what it was. I just never got, like, they get glossy. My eyes don't get red.
Yeah,
they just get super glossy. And, like, one of my eyes gets, like, lazy when I'm...
Yeah.
So, literally, like, my mom can tell straight up. Like, every time I come home, like, fried, she's just, like... Like, she just gives that face and she's like, "Why are you going to do that stuff? Like, what are you going to quit? Blah, blah, blah." But, like, yeah, I just always wanted my eyes to get, like, super red so I can, like, take a picture of it or something and, like, you know.
So high.
Yeah, I'm just, like, so fucking blazed, bro.
That's so good.
Yeah, it seems like the stupidest reason.
No, like, I know it's stupid, but back in, like, grade 9 days, you know?
Yeah, man, totally. Dude, the first time I ever smoked weed, I was...
You heard the story last time, right? Like,
yeah, I did. I was really young. I was really young, smoked it for the first time, and then I didn't smoke it again until, like, a year, 2 years after.
Well, really young? How old are you?
Yeah, really young.
I was, like, going into the sixth grade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you're
and
a fucking...
My sister, Kristen...
He's 10 years old.
I was about 10 years old.
Holy shit.
My sister, Kristen, was big partier. Okay, she was, like, 16 at the time.
Oh, okay.
And my mom... I was at my mom's in Kitchener, and my sister's, like... My mom was gone on a camping trip. So my sister's like, "Okay, so all my friends are going to come over and, you know, we're going to smoke some weed. Like, do you want to smoke?" And at this point, I'm like, "No, nah, man, football's life. I'm never going to get into drugs. Fuck that shit. Like, I'm going to live the straight edge life." So I'm like, "No, fuck you. I'm not smoking weed."
Yeah.
So she's like, "Okay, whatever." And her friends all show up. And she's like, "Okay, my friends are here. Just come outside and say hi to everybody." So I'm like, "Okay, whatever." Go outside. I'm like, "Hey, guys. Hey." It's like, "Here, sit down. Sit down. Close the door." And then the pipe ends up in my hands.
Wow.
And I'm like, "What? What?" And I got so scared. I remember, like, being, like, so nervous. And I just took this big-ass fucking hit of, like, a glass pipe.
A pendulum.
Nice.
And I was so fucking ripped. I was so ripped, dude. I remember sitting at one point and, like, it was so weird. I can't even explain it. Like, I couldn't feel my legs, but I could feel my legs. All I had to do was move my legs, and I know that I could feel them.
Yeah,
they weren't there if you weren't moving them.
But yeah, it was like, I remember being like, "Oh my God, Kristen, I can't feel my legs. I'm freaking out, I can't feel them." And this one guy, Marcus, the only guy who was there, the only black guy in Kitchener, okay, was sitting there smoking weed with us, and he's like, "Yo, Chris, your brother's tripping." Just like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm freaking out. And my sister's like, "Oh, don't worry. Just show how great my sister is. Sister of the year, okay?" She's like, "Oh, great. Oh, we'll just take the edge off. Here, take these shots."
Oh,
what?
My God.
Shots.
Are you fucking
kidding? I took two shots. I was so fucked up, dude. I remember I got up, I fell into the barbecue. I just ended up watching a movie with a bag of Cheezies. And the entire crew, we were all like on like a pullout couch. We were all laying down on one pullout couch. And they're all like kind of huddled around me because they felt bad.
Yeah.
Because I was a little kid. You're all like 10 years
old, right? Dude. Yeah.
Then I stopped. And then I got really into smoking weed when I was hanging out with Shane and Richard. And
Wait, you were there the first time I smoked weed.
Yeah. Oh, yo, I want to hear this.
Was that when the bong?
No, that was... Remember when we walked to the movie theater?
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about with the Millers?
Dude, yeah.
What's up with the Millers?
That first time I smoked weed was the happiest moment of my life. Like,
wow.
Dude, that has never, like... And every other time I smoked weed, like, it just made me, like, tired.
Yeah, it's not comparable to your first.
This guy laughed hysterically for 30 minutes straight.
Tyler?
Oh, my God.
How old are you?
17. Oh, I didn't smoke weed till late. Yeah. And the whole way to the movie theater, I'm just like laughing my ass off for no reason.
For no reason. He's walking all the way up, like.
I'm not with them. I'm just laughing. And then we get to the theater, and like we're ordering popcorn and shit. I'm like, I just start hugging Justice and his cousin. I'm like, I love you guys.
What the hell?
I remember, did I tell you I love you? Or was it Ethan? Yeah, and I was like, I love you guys. And then, holy shit. And we watched fucking Weed and Miller. It's a fucking weed movie. And I don't even know what that movie was about. But
We were so high.
I just remember, we got the large popcorns.
Yeah.
And I just went like this. Giant handfuls at a time, just crunch, like nonstop. I didn't take a break once. I just... All it was popcorn, mouth, popcorn, mouth, handfuls.
So the first time you ever, like, smoked, what was it? Like a pipe or a...
It was a
I think it was a joint.
Yeah, joint.
It was a joint?
Probably a joint.
And it was just one?
Yeah, just like a little joint, you know, it was just three of us.
And you actually got, like...
Yeah, it was good weed. It was good.
You were hugging people. I never did that when I was high.
Shut up! You kissed me!
I was high from
you
drugs.
Fucking dumbass.
Shut up!
I kissed two men at a party.
Yeah? Okay, wait, let's get into that.
Like, I don't talk derogatory towards, like, gays and shit, but that's some gay-ass shit, man. Like,
I was happy.
Hey, dude, you gotta live life unless you kissed a dude on the mouth
before. Unless you can...
Well, I've lived life according to...
Yeah, I kissed two men. Status.
Well, I almost kissed Lloyd, too. I didn't kiss him.
No, you definitely kissed Lloyd.
I kissed three men that night. I kissed three men on the lips.
Oh, my God.
Are you proud of that? You sound happy when you say
that. But wait, were they like...
They were unsuccessful. They didn't know.
Honestly, I think I was the coolest one about it. Like, because Etienne's like, I don't know, weird-ass shit. But like, I'm used to it by now, you know? So if he does some weird gay shit, then I'm like, all right, whatever.
Except Daniel.
But literally, he kissed this other Filipino dude. Actually, two Filipino dudes. He kissed two Filipino dudes, and I was just like, yo. Like, I know, see, those guys are like... Even if they're cool with, like, gay jokes and shit, they're not actually cool, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, physical shit. So I know, say those guys are uncomfortable as fuck.
I swear to God, I didn't see Daniel after I kissed him. I didn't even see him leave.
It was awkward.
Yeah, man. Different. Yo, there's a difference between a kiss and a man kiss.
Yo, he literally told me, he's just like, yo, bro, if I actually felt something when I kissed you, I would actually stop the night and I'd be
I would have like paused. I was like, oh my God, I'm aroused. Like,
am I gay?
I gotta leave. Like, I got upstairs, but I wasn't.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, yo, like I said, there's a difference between a kiss and a man kiss. A man kiss is almost like a pat on the butt. Like, good job.
Yeah,
good job. Just a little
man kiss.
Man kiss. That's what I tell myself to be like. Yeah, I'm not gay.
Totally platonic.
Yeah. No, but Matthew McNeil is the only guy who ever kissed me on the mouth.
That sounds so weird when you say it out loud. It's like Etienne Gonzalez is the only guy who ever kissed me on the mouth.
He kissed me on the mouth.
Why? When was this?
Huh?
When was this?
I think it was that night we got drunk and I went streaking.
Oh my God. Wow. This is going to be the best podcast we've had.
This is
the
best podcast.
Already.
We went, so we had this party, and it wasn't even a party. It was just five dudes hanging out, getting drunk, playing beer pong.
Yeah.
It wasn't a party, but Matthew McNeil has like a mansion for a house. Like one of those movies, one of those houses that you see in like those rich kid movies, you know, like a Project X.
Yeah, Two floors.
So... We set up a beer pong table in the back, and my cousin Ethan talks a lot of shit about how good he is at beer pong, But he's good at fucking beer pong. This guy's like Michael Jordan. Like, he just gets every fucking shot.
The Steph Curry of beer pong.
Steph Curry. Unbelievable. Like, I can't believe it. But anyways, so we had this big tournament. Okay? And in the finals, it was me and Ethan. Ethan didn't drink shit because no one hit any shots, and he was hitting every shot. And I was drunk as shit because everyone else was bad and we were just drinking the whole time. Yeah. So I was so drunk.
This is 1v1, right?
1v1.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we did a tournament. Oh, the finals was us two. And basically his rules were, if you get swept, okay, now if he hits all the shots and I don't hit one, you have to do one of two things. And it's basically either get you fill your cup, fill your drink, fill it up to the top. And you have to sit under the table while everyone's playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And you have to drink your drink under the table until it's done and you can't get out from under the table until it's done.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Or you run buck and that's run streaking.
Buck naked.
Oh, okay.
Run buck, yeah. So, and it's just for like, run for like a block or something like that, right?
Okay.
So I was like, I could have easily drank under the table. But I was so drunk, I was like, ah, fuck it. I never went streaking before.
Yeah.
I'm in for adventures.
That's lit.
So, and now we're hanging out with a guy named Matthew McNeil. And now that's Tyler. He is the gayest guy. Like, I'm pretty sure he's gay. Like,
honestly. Rape me.
Huh?
Well, no, not really.
Don't even lie.
Yeah. No, I mean, no, not really. But, like he does, like, fucked up shit like that. Like, pretend.
Matthew McNeil literally went up to you, reaching your pants to grab your dick.
No,
What the fuck?
So I was like, Matt, chill. But I knew Matt, like, I played football with him from when I was, like, 10 years old, right? Like, I grew up in locker rooms with this guy. Yeah. You know, I've seen him naked plenty of times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it was no biggie. Oh. If anybody else did that to me, I'd knock them out. But it's McNeil, and
so
that's
you gave him the hug?
It's McNeil. All
right. You gave him the hug?
No, like, oh,
give me a hug.
He's like, give me a hug. I was like, stop. Anyways,
don't worry.
I know when I was streaking, I took off all my clothes and I started running. And I remember hearing McNeil kind of giggle behind me,
yeah,
a butt naked. And I remember running faster and I wouldn't stop because I thought McNeil was behind me, like, he's trying to stick his fingers up my ass. But he wasn't even close to behind me.
Yeah,
it was just in my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm not letting him do it. But and my cousin had it on video. And you have my whole back,
like, running just fucking
naked
butt
back
naked.
Ass.
Yeah, it was bad, man. And then I literally almost had a heart attack because I was so drunk and it was so hot. And I sprinted for so long and I was out of shape that, like, I was just like, like that for like 30 minutes, couldn't breathe.
It was bad.
Were
you bigger than you were now? Or?
No, I think right now I'm probably the biggest I've ever.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I may not look all my weight.
Yeah, you don't.
But if I take off my shirt,
body.
I'm not obese. Like, I'm not Boogie on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not fucking Francis or nothing like that. But like, I'm way too fat.
Yeah, I had the same problem when I was fat. It's like, people didn't think I looked fat. So I was like, yeah, if I took off my shirt and I showed you my legs,
Why do you always say that? Like, literally, who cares about fat legs?
I care about fat legs.
Who cares? Literally,
I
noticed this. You had to go out of the room to change. I don't know why. Like, I don't care. You think I'm going to, like, look at you and be like, yo, you have some fat ass legs.
My legs are huge.
But even now?
Who the fuck cares?
I think now in proportion, my legs are, like,
yeah, but Etienne, who the fuck cares?
I care.
Why?
Because when I was obese, my legs were huge. I had a size 42 pants.
Like, I saw your legs.
Right now.
But yeah, but like, dude, they're taller than me, and also you're built on the top. I have nothing on the top.
Shut up! You're tall as fuck. Literally, one of my pet peeves about Etienne is that he didn't know how good he looked, even when he was fat.
I was still fat.
Dude, you're still fat, but like, everything is still in proportion. Like, you're everything sexy, is proportion. Mama. Yeah, bro. Like, you're a good looking dude. That's what pissed me off. You're all like,
blah, blah, blah. So I'm gonna ask you, like, when did you like lose the weight? Because like I left in grade 10, you were still fat, and then the last time
because I never even knew. And I saw you
one day. I was like, what? Nah, dude, he was fat till like grade 12.
I was fat till 50.
Yeah.
So like, what was it that made you lose the weight? Like, what
I'm being fat. I'm self-loathing.
You know what it was? It was I was going downtown once and I had tan pens.
Oh, you're serious? There's like an actual thing that made you.
There's like there's like a moment. You're fat and you're wearing like something that's the same color as your skin.
Oh shit!
It almost looks like you're naked, right? And I was walking past the building and I saw like my reflection in the mirror in my tan pants. And I saw how fat my legs were, and I looked at it, and I was like crying, because I had to like wipe my tears.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like crying. I had to pull my beanie like below like my eyes, and I didn't even go to like the shop that I was going to. I went back home. I was like, I can't be out. Yeah, so then I started just dieting. Wow. Extreme dieting, ridiculous dieting. Just fucking ripped the tongue. And I did like the whole cabbage. Oh, sorry.
So did you work out at all?
I ran like twice a week. That's it. Like. It was mostly all dieting, like
not. I don't know, man. See, I used to.
So how much did you weigh? Your heaviest. You
know. My heaviest. That was like grade 11. My heaviest was like 270.
What do you know?
Now I'm like probably like 170. Okay. Yeah. But I gained back like 20 pounds, like to get back into like regular like weight for how tall I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because before I could like see like all my ribs. Like, that's how skinny I got.
Yeah.
Like my eyes were.
Dude, like when I look at pictures of me in like middle school and like grade 9. I was like, I used to think I was so fat. I used to be so self-conscious. And I have girls tell me all the time, like, oh my God, dude, when I was in grade 8, when I was in grade 9, like, I used to have such a big crush on you.
What?
Because I was, like, I was tall. Like, dude, I was this height in grade 8. Oh, wow. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't grow height-wise since 8th grade. So I was really tall. I was heavy, but I was, like, skinny. Yeah. Because I was so big, right? So I remember now whenever I look back on, like, pictures, I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe that. I used to think I was so fucking fat. And, like, I used to look, like, such a stud. And I never got nearly as many girls as I should have. Like, because now I'm kind of learning that, you know, girls that I used to fucking have huge crushes on come to me like, oh my God, you know, I would follow you all the time when you were the hottest fucking kid in Garcelle, blah, blah, blah.
Are
like
you
that.
Good with girls?
Huh?
Are you good with girls?
You know what, man? If I'm in the right environment, you know, sometimes I just don't feel like talking to anybody.
Yeah.
But, like, I get to a point, like, if you put me in any crowd, like, I can kind of be charismatic to a point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I can't close the deal. That's my problem. You know, like, I can get a girl in, reel them in, but I can't close it. I can't get what I want.
Tyler, are you good with girls?
Oh, amazing. No, I was going to say, what made me, like, start fucking, like, going to the gym?
Yeah, because you used to be kind of fat, too.
Because I go to, like, I'm still fucking fat as fuck.
Tyler, one thing that I never really knew about you, because...
Like, I never give Tyler credit.
Okay.
But like, Tyler's been changing up his life.
Yeah, no.
Okay, no. Like even in August of 2015, that's when I like decided like, yo, I'm going to the gym like every fucking day. Actually, no, it was my birthday. I turned 19.
Yeah.
And like I looked at what I had and I'm like, fuck, man, my life was like shit as fuck. Wait, I gotta change. So that day I went online and I signed up for the gym, but I never went for like a month.
But hold on, what do you mean you looked at what you had? Like you're just your life in general, or your
like
your
yo, physical? my life was Call of Duty and like video games and like just like fucking like the only friends I had was like fucking like online friends. Like I look forward every day just coming home like to play with my Call of Duty friends.
Dude, me and Paul used to hang out all the time in the summer that one year. We used to call Tyler and either Tyler we'd be like 6 o'clock. Remember we were talking about it in the Instagram chat. And we would be like we would call Tyler like 5, 6 in the evening, and Tyler would either be playing Call of Duty, tell us to go away, or be sleeping.
Yeah, but that was like my life, right? Let me finish.
Yeah. Sorry.
So then I didn't go for like a month, and then at the time I was working at this at the toy factory.
And there was a toy factory. What the fuck was this?
Yeah. It was like in the summer, like after high school though, right?
Yeah. It was this summer that just passed. Okay. And there was this like hot chick there, right?
Oh, wow.
And, like, I would always talk to her, like, every day, right? And then one time I'm hanging out with them. Yeah. And then one time I'm hanging out with them. And like I like this girl from like day one, right? One time I'm hanging out with them.
Where did you like the chocolate?
And we're fucking and we're drinking. And holy fuck. I start texting her, right? I text her, I'm like, hey, I like you. And then she's like, oh man, I wish you would have said something earlier. I mean, like, it's been so long, I'm going to school soon. And then she's like, I liked you the whole time too. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God. What?
She liked me the whole fucking time. And I never said anything because I just didn't have any confidence at all.
Hold on. Have you ever had like a girl before though? Fuck. Have you ever? No. So no interactions, like anything.
I mean.
No, like be honest. I'm serious.
No.
Yeah, because I have none either.
It's all good, man.
No, I mean, but it's different. You have confidence. I know you have experience with girls, so yeah. I can't even, like, relate to you. But
I got lucky, man. I got lucky and snatched up a hot girl.
It's because you're white. Like, I'm not even playing, bro.
Yeah,
the white ratio. But in Malton, it's so stupid.
It was after this moment you thought I got to go to the gym?
Yeah, no, after that, I was like, fuck, this will never happen again.
I can't allow this to happen.
Yeah, like, this will never happen again. And it's like, okay, like, since then, it's like, see, my standards are too high for who I am, right? Because, like, I could, like, easily, like, fuck some fat chick. But it's like,
definitely, I want some
fat chicks. Yeah, I want some fucking hot-ass bitches, man.
Okay, yo, Tyler, I honestly rate you so hard for that. Because literally, like, I'm not even being a dick, man. But, like, forgot. Just also, another question. How's your confidence looking like? Like, right now.
Okay, yo, like, right now, like, I'm pretty confident. Because, like, I go to the gym, like, every day.
Yeah, you look good.
Like, yeah, dude, you're pretty big, man. Like, you're...
And it's like, yo, I, like, my goal is to lose, like 20 more pounds. And, like, I'll get my goal weight.
Of muscle? Well, obviously, yeah.
But like...
20 pounds of fat.
Yeah, well, like, shut I want to lose 20 pounds of fat. Like, I don't want to lose 20 pounds of muscle. It takes forever to fucking build muscle.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, like, I can, like, easily, like, get these bitches. But it's like... I don't know. I don't want to go after girls until I like myself. Wow. Like I want to look at my. I want to look at myself in the mirror and like take out my shirt and be attracted to that guy.
I feel you.
And I don't want to. Like,
dude, looking at the person I am now, I still feel that way. I still feel like I'm not 100. Like I could be better. So honestly, like just taking in what your guys' experiences is, like you. You really have a lot more going for you than I ever did. Like, that's what astonishes me. You guys have all this, like, cool, funny-ass shit going on in your life that you don't even notice is actually something that people would be interested to. Like, as in girls, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I just kind of went with the flow. Like, for example, I would take opportunities that you guys didn't, you know? So that's the only difference. Like, you and I are the exact same person. Exactly the same. We both have insecurities, or all of us have insecurities, like, you know? But the thing is, at the end of the day, it only matters if you took the risk. Like, you could take the chance and be like, yo, I like you, like, when you texted that girl. And she could have been like, nah, like, fuck you, you're ugly, you know? Or some shit.
I wish she did. I really wish she did.
No.
I really wish she fucking did.
Honestly, what she said...
I wish she said I hated your guts. No, because, like, I thought about that. Like, I still kind of think about it sometimes. I'm like, fuck. Like, opportunity blown.
Yeah, like, but dude, just
like, after that day, I thought of that for, like, 3 months. Like just that moment.
Tyler's fucked up. Tyler would come to my house and be like, bro, man, this girl, no, come on, man, come on.
No, like, I'd be pretty fucked up, too.
Oh, dude, after that girl broke up with me, I was fucked up for a whole year. Like, I'm still kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? Like,
it always stays with you when you have that moment where you're like, fuck, I should have done something different.
Like, as I was saying before the podcast started, right? Like after we broke up, I hooked up with a couple girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hooked up with that girl I was talking about earlier. You know.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And one of my exes that I dated in like middle school.
Oh,
okay. Wow. I hooked up with them too. And you know, like right after we broke up, I hooked up with that first girl. Like a week after we broke up. Like just get quick sex, right?
It's because you're hurt, bro.
And this girl, she texted me like, this is so weird. Like we had a fling when we were younger, right? That never really turned into anything.
Yeah.
So one time I'm just chilling and I get a text from her and she has a boyfriend now, but this was before she had a boyfriend. That guy Troy or whatever.
Yeah.
But so she texted me, and this is right after my house fire.
Okay.
That I was telling you guys about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she texted me, she's like, I had a dream about you. Oh, and sorry about the fire. So what I was like,
dream? What kind of dream?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, and I swear to God, I'm not making this up. She's like, oh, it's a sex dream, to be honest. Anyways, what happened about the fire?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to, like, go over this.
What?
So I'm like,
what
chill.
Do you mean? Wait
yo,
a minute, hold
this
on.
This girl was fully trying to imply.
Oh, yeah, she
wanted
dick.
Your
she
penis.
She needed a dick.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, oh, really? And I totally didn't even talk about the fire. I didn't talk about the fire. And I was like, all right, yo, when do you, like, want to meet up? Like, when rain's over, let's meet up. And we, fuck that, you know Brandon Franco?
Yeah.
We fucked in Brandon Franco's house.
Oh,
and Brandon Franco, if you guys don't know, I won't go into it on air, but he's quite a character.
Wait, Brandon, the one that went to Ascension?
No.
Oh, no, I don't think, yeah. I don't think we're connected.
Real gay. That's all I'll say. Probably the gayest dude ever. But anyways,
yeah.
We had sex in this dude's house. And I remember just like, I remember right after we did that, like literally in bed with this girl, texting my ex, being like, just this paragraph, being like, I just had sex with this girl. What the? I feel like empty
what?
As fuck.
Whoa, that's weird.
Like,
why would you
so
ever do
me?
That?
Like, dude,
did
I would
send it.
Huh?
Did you send it?
Yeah,
oh, you fucking idiot. You literally just put yourself on blast.
I did.
And what did she say?
I don't, like I said, dude, I put everything on the table, dude. Like
I respect that about you, but yo, you're just hurting yourself at that point.
I know, man. But honestly, dude, I'm just trying to make a point, like, how fucked up I was for an entire fucking year over
yeah.
this chick. You know what I mean? And, you know, like, I don't know, man. I don't want to sound like too much of a pussy, but that's how it was, man. Like, every time, I don't know. Like, even now with girls, it's like, every girl I'm with, I'm like, yeah, as I'm with them, like, I'm like, yeah, this girl's cool, but she's not my ex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like so much of a pussy for not getting over it. Because I know she got over it.
Oh, man.
Dude, she's a real fucking...
She did go... She would,
My ex is literally an... Ottawa University becoming a fucking nurse in a
Max
sorority, dude. Like, real shit. She's on one. Like, she's making moves in life, and, like...
My ex was an honor student, and she's doing nursing, too. She's doing nursing at fucking Mohawk.
Why the fuck are all, like, the proper-ass girls doing this nursing bullshit? What the fuck? I swear they have, like, a little community that they're just like, yo, we're just gonna fuck these good guys over.
Like,
fuck all these guys.
See, man, I feel like I was saying earlier, like, me and Tyler... are kind of like the same dude, except Tyler deals with his problems going to the gym. And I deal with my problems by destroying my body by putting drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vices.
You know what I mean?
Vices.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Vices.
You know? But it's like, and me and Tyler were actually talking about this the other day, where it's like, I was just really fucking fucked up, right? And I was like, man, like, I just feel like I've lost so many shit, like so many things. Where it's like, Tyler, like, I get it. Like, Tyler hasn't had a lot of the things that, like, when I talk about girls, like, I'm not trying to, you know, knock on you, but, you know, you've never had a girl. You've never had all these things.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not trying to make you feel like shit.
No,
here's my thing. Is
real,
that,
dude. Like, I have friends who do the same shit. And
yeah.
It's like,
where it's like, you know, Tyler hasn't had all these things where I had all of these things and lost it. And it's a different feeling. You know what I mean? Like, I had the hot girl.
How many people listen to this podcast? a couple thousand. No.
Yo, I swear we're going to gain at least a couple followers
this. This one gets like a million.
Can you imagine?
I know, the one where, like, we just put, like, everything online.
Everything,
everyone.
A million fucking million.
No, but dude, back to serious shit. Like, I honestly realize, like, what you're saying before you even, like, you, I really want to hear what you have to say, but bro, like, one of the biggest things, with you and Tyler especially, just, like, there's a big difference between having something and then losing it and wanting something and never having it to begin with.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's
like,
a different feeling.
Yeah, like, you don't know what it's like to have it and then lose it after. Like, it's a big thing to wanting it as
to
having it.
I guess that's true. That is true.
Like, it's a lot shittier. Honestly, I'm telling you, 100, and I know this guy will agree with me, it's a lot shittier having what you want than losing it than never having it to begin with.
It must be pretty bad, because I remember I'm always watching, like, these romantic movies.
Dude, it's so real.
And I'm, like, watching it, I'm realizing I've never had this. Like, I'm enjoying this movie, but I'm not connecting with it because I've never had this relationship.
That was, like, me with, like, it's going to sound so gay. But, like, me with, like, those sad love songs.
Okay. You don't understand sad those fucking songs are. They always say you're going through some heartbreak.
Yeah. Everybody always
says that. You know what I mean, bro? And like now every time I hear like a certain song.
Marvin's Room. Yo, I'm gonna be so 100. The first song that I ever, you know, that stupid shit like how when you were younger you used to have a song with a girl, right?
Oh yeah.
Remember that shit? Yeah, so I remember when I was in my group.
I don't have that. I don't really know.
Shut up. Taylor's like, yo!
Yeah.
This guy,
oh my god. The first girlfriend I ever had, I remember her name. Joyce, bro. This Filipino girl, she was like brand new to Canada and shit, like fresh off the boat, fucking Filipino. She could speak English, but like it was very accent, you know? So either way, I wifed this girl or whatever, and I never kissed her the whole time we were together. This was in like grade 7, grade 6. Actually, no, grade 6. And I remember so clearly. Our song was Rihanna. It was,
What song is Umbrella?
No. It was an Umbrella. It was a different one. It was
Unfaithful?
It was Unfaithful. I'm not even joking. It was literally that. And I remember, bro, I was such an asshole. When I broke up with this girl, I didn't know I was a savage until, like, the word savage actually meant savage. So I called this girl to break up with her, and in the background, I was playing that song as I was breaking up with her. Like, bro, I remember this
shit. On purpose? Did you set it up?
Yeah, on purpose.
Ew.
Like, literally, bro, it was on MTV, and I purposely went into the room. Like, it was playing in my parents' room because my mom was watching.
Oh, you did it on purpose?
Yeah, my mom was watching.
It was an accident.
No. My mom was watching MTV, and I heard that song in the background. I literally just walked into her room, and he, like, still talked on the phone. She's like, can you please not play that song right now? I'm just like, no. Like, real shit, I was such an asshole, bro.
Most savage way I ever heard anyone break up with someone, my cousin Ethan, when he was in Cambrian in Sudbury. Now, like, me and Tyler are really close with Ethan, right? Like I said earlier, like, the guy's my brother, okay? But he was in Cambrian, and he was with this fat chick. And he said the only reason he was with this girl was because she gave fucking really bomb blowjobs.
Wow.
Really sick blowjobs.
Fat and ugly girls give the best.
That's so...
And he was just in college trying to get his dick wet, right?
I'm not even being mean. That's true.
Oh, yeah, dude. I dated a fat chick for 8 months. And, like, a bear shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So weird. I can't. No sympathy.
Shut up. So this guy was dating this fat, ugly chick that was, you know, giving great blowjobs. And one day he was getting really fucked up. And this girl would, like, nag him all the time. Just be like, oh, you know, come hang out with me. Come hang out with me. Do this, do that. And Ethan is a sweetheart. Yeah. Okay? But Ethan was a douchebag to this girl. Okay? Ethan was like, no, fuck you. I'm not hanging out with you. I'm getting drunk with the boys.
Yeah, boys?
Yeah. Because this is Sudbury, okay? All white people. You know, like, all Trailer Park Boys type guys.
Oh, shit. Like, you know,
dicker on the raggies, man.
Yeah, all those guys. So, so he was kind of dating this girl, and he's like, oh, guys, you know, this girl wants me to go hang out with her, but, you know, I want to party tonight. And they're like, dude, fuck her, break it off right now. Just break up with her. He's like, yeah, you guys are right. So he's like, say her name's Audrey. I don't know what her name is, but say Audrey. He's like, hey, Audrey, you want to see a magic trick? And she's like, yeah. He's like, poof, you're single.
Just
like that, boom!
Oh,
shit. And I was like, Ethan,
yo,
like, you're a fucking bastard.
Savage.
Like, that's the most savage way I've ever heard of anyone breaking up with her. Hey, poof, you're single.
That's
straight
so
savage. Yeah. Dude. Like, no, I honestly want to date a fat chick just so I can break up with her.
That's so mean.
Speaking of fat chicks.
So mean.
Okay, wait. Now, I just want to lay it on the table right now. Do you guys use Tinder at all?
I've literally downloaded Tinder, but I've never used
it. I made a fake account once so I could see who
was
around. Shut up.
I swear to you.
You know, so you were trying to do some real shit.
No, I wasn't. I didn't
make pictures of
it. No,
that?
I
believe it.
Yeah, I swear to you. I saw a lot of people.
Who was on it? From the Wii
Probably
Wii.
Fucking whores.
Two people from the party.
Oh, shit. Girls. I can already imagine which ones. One starts with
a D, and the other one starts with a C.
Oh shit! Yeah. You're lying! You're lying!
The scene.
Yo!
Oh shit!
Yo! Yeah, but like, she's so.
I know!
She's so prude!
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
Weird.
I was like, yo, what?
Oh my god.
I don't even want to talk about that shit. Let's go back to the story.
Tinder and fat chicks, okay? So, here's the thing.
That's the name of the episode, by the way.
Now,
Tinder and fat chicks.
Fuck yeah!
Tinder and fat chicks, boys.
Yo, so.
I'm on Tinder, right? And, you know, I've matched with some pretty girls, you know, but none that's, like, so good that I just need to go out of my way to talk to people. Now, like I said earlier, I'm not very text savvy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I sound like a fucking idiot when it comes to texting. But, like, if I'm in a bar and there are girls, I'll talk to girls. Like, I'm good like that.
Really?
But, like, when it comes to texting, I don't know what to say. Yeah. My mind goes blank.
Yeah.
Okay? So, on Tinder, the only girls I really match with are just fat, ugly chicks. and honestly, dude, I'll show you, like, some of these girls, I don't want to put them on blast or anything. But there's this one girl recently who I'm talking to.
Shout out to the fat bitches.
Yeah, shout out to the fat bitches on Tinder. So, you fat bitches mean nothing to me.
Oh, shit.
Yo. So I'm on Tinder, so right? And there's this girl that I'm talking to. there's this girl that went to Lincoln, right? And we never knew each other. We always just saw each other in the hall.
Yeah.
We matched. Fat, ugly, mix the criteria.
Mix the criteria of the tender fat bitch.
Yeah. Okay. So this girl messaged, first thing she says, like, funny meeting you here. I was like, yeah, pretty funny. You know, like, whatever. We go on talking about this conversation. She talked about how she likes video games, music. You know, we're getting a good conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I just stopped talking to her.
I just don't reply, or what?
I just don't reply. And I go, right? But I'll do that to hot girls. So, I mean, I just do that. I go ghost.
But what is the moral of this story?
Here's what I was saying.
I'm sorry, I'm tired of farting.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was like, what's going on with your side story?
He mouthed to me.
Just farted again. I swear to God, he just farted again.
Tyler. I have beans for
dinner. Oh my God, Tyler, if you're gonna fart, then at least open a window. Like, okay, we have that citrus.
Dana, you can't smell it over the lemon fermenting.
No, lemon grass.
Okay, hold on. So, okay. What were you saying with this?
Okay, so here's the point, okay? So, I just went ghost on this girl. I stopped talking to her, went, you know, just stopped. And then, this girl, now, I would have liked for this girl just to, you know, let it go.
Yeah.
Okay, let it go. Let me go. You're never gonna have me. Let the date go. Okay. Yeah. So, but now this girl messages me like once every 3 days. Like, just like, hey, what are you doing? Justice, where are you? One day, because I was like, hey, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna be right back. I was playing video games or something. I was like, I'm gonna be out all day. I'll text you when I get back. So she texted me like one in the morning, like, hey, are you back? I was like, this fucking fat cunt, like,
wow.
Leave me alone,
yeah.
Okay? I'm not talking to you for a reason, all right?
God,
now, look, I know I sound shallow as fuck, okay? I do. Definitely. Now, I don't have a problem. Like, I love a big girl, okay?
Yeah.
That's not a fat chick. There's a difference between a big girl and a fat chick.
What's the difference?
It just is.
Yo, there's a difference.
What is it?
Like, a big girl is, like, thick in the right places, you know? Like,
yo, thick in
the arms, you know, like, yeah, nice hips.
Yeah.
You know, like that,
and
but a fat girl has tits under her tits.
Dude, the thing is, as long as she has a thin waist and not rolls on her fucking side, like, you could have a belly. You could have something that's squishy, something that could hold onto.
Yeah,
but as long as it's not rolls. Like,
I can just get down with a big girl. You know, like,
I could... Yeah, don't even
mention it, but that girl is a big girl.
I could totally get down with that.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I know exactly what you're saying, man. It's just the type of big girl that you like.
Bro, if I showed you these girls, you know what I'm talking
about. I already know what you're talking about. You don't have to show me them, man. It's just like big in the right places. By saying that, I already know what you're talking about. So real shit, like, actually, you know what? You continue. You continue.
No, but like, that's what I'm saying, man. And like, I on Tinder, I wish there was like a rewind button. You know what I mean? Like a rewind where, you know, like, because when I go on Tinder, I don't like swipe right. And, like, I'm seeing ugly girls swipe left. I just swipe right. Right. Hoping I get a match.
Wow.
Just desperate as fuck, you know?
Because
just I'm trying to talk to girls, get out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Because, I don't know, something about me, I need a woman in my life. That's just me. You know what I mean?
Yo,
I need,
like, 50% of dudes.
I need a girl.
That's
but anyways.
So not me.
So that's you because you've never had a girl. Until you have a girl,
100%.
It will change your life.
Yeah,
continue.
So I'm just swiping right, and swiping right, not even looking at the girl. But then you notice later when you get the matches, and the only matches you get are fat girls. So I wish you had like a fat chick rewind button on Tinder, so like I can rewind and unlike the fat girls. Just, you know, because when you like a fat girl, you don't need to talk to them. They talk to you. You know what I mean? Oh, like, it's different because they want someone to, you know, love them and touch their curves. And I'm just like, the guy.
Get up all in them creases.
Like, look, I'm talking this big shit now, but I'll never say, like that shit to an actual fat girl.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel.
Because you're not
that's
an how asshole. I feel.
I'm not the guy who's going to love you for you. I'm not.
Wow, that's so shallow.
No, but it sounds like shit. Like I said, I'm honest.
I respect him for saying that out loud. Because real shit, as much as no guy would like to admit, at the end of the day, it has to do with looks. Like, not 100%.
The looks is the thing that pulls you in.
Yeah, not even 75%, but literally it's just the drawing in.
But
like he said, you have to have something. You could be a, not fat, but you could be a big girl. You could be a small girl. You could be skinny, like bone skinny. But as long as you have something that person likes in you, then you live.
Yo, with that being said, if there was a really fat chick that came up to me and she was cool and she liked all the things I like, at the end of the day, like, we can kick it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we can hang out, you know, that might become something. But that's just my first impression. You know what I mean? And I'm the type of dude, like with my ex was 100% opposite of me. You know what I mean? Oh, and that's what I needed in a girl. I need a girl who is 100% parallel to me. Because I hate myself so much that it's like, if I'm with a girl who's like me, I'm going to end up hating the shit out of her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, fuck this cunt. Like, I hate you. Like, before when I did... Before, when I dated my ex, dude, she didn't smoke weed, she didn't party, she didn't do nothing. I did all those things. I smoked weed every single day we were together, and she didn't know. She didn't know I was high once. She knew how much I was getting high.
Would she see you high?
She seen me high, thought I was high, but I would be like, no, I'm not high.
Honestly, I was so high in my last relationship all the time that I didn't even know whether or not she knew I was high.
She wouldn't know the difference.
I was just so high.
I remember the first time she found out how much weed I was actually buying and smoking, she broke up with me.
What?
But then we got back together and then broke up with her other shit. Because she went off to college and, you know, she went to go, we were living different lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was in my fucking fifth year of high school, like, at, you know, like fucking just slacking off, being dumb. And she was going off to college. She, you know, she was moving to Brantford. She lives in Brantford right now.
Oh, shit.
So I understand why we broke up, why she broke up with me. You know, because we're moving in different places.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to evolve as a person. And that's the way it is, you know. And like I said, I moved on. I've been with other girls. I'm sure she's been with other dudes. I don't know. I don't really like to think about that. But, yeah, man, that's life. You move on,
dude,
you know.
I feel that. Like, 100.
Do you, like...
The thing is, I'm really finding it hard to, like, relate between the four of us right now. Because, literally, I really wish you guys had at least one experience. Like, Tyler, that one experience that you had with that girl, you know, real shit, even though you didn't get her, that's still an experience at the end of the day, man.
Like okay, you never had a girlfriend?
Nah. Like,
why not?
Because he's a fucking
self-conscious
fat bitch. Well, now, I don't know.
Dude, Etienne could probably go around, like, Queen Street West and pick up, like, any hipster chick.
Real shit.
Okay, no, because you're a big dude,
and you still get girls. Like, I can see it in you.
It's the way you talk. No.
I said this guy. No, because I was talking to this girl.
Yeah.
And
same girl as the thing, or a different girl?
A different girl.
Yeah.
And, okay, I was telling her how I wanted my hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted, like, Etienne. I wanted a bun. And I sent her a picture of my hair and the hairband, right? And she thought it was tied back, just in the front. It was just tied back.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh no, I'm just a fraud. I'm just a fraud.
Yeah. All
right. And it's like, damn. And then I sent her a picture of Etienne's hair when it was like in front of a mirror, so you can see the back.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh damn, your friend could be a model. Like he
That's what
he,
the
like he looks like a model. He's a pretty good looking dude. He's like, I don't get what's holding you back. Like,
I don't know. I don't really meet any girls. I just don't meet any.
Okay.
Like, I go to school.
I can tell
work,
you.
Everybody has a boyfriend.
So. I can tell you both your issues right now. Etienne, first of all, you're just a dumbass bitch. Like,
wow.
you really don't try. Like, your self-confidence
is
so low. Tyler, I don't know about your self-confidence level, like, where it's at right now. But I can tell, like, literally just by how you are as a person, you really don't take shit seriously enough to, like,
you know?
We're posing for a selfie right now, Justin.
There you go.
Yeah. God, I have to hold my breath.
Got it.
Okay, selfies. Anyways.
Sorry, selfie break, guys.
Yeah, Tyler, be honest with me. Because every time I know.
Okay, no. Because,
like, we're never serious, man. We're always joking and shit.
I just can't, like, I hate people who take themselves too seriously.
Yeah,
I hate it so much.
No, but dude, you know for a fact, Etienne and I, like, we don't take ourselves seriously.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, I can never be that guy to, like, take himself too seriously. Like,
yeah, but you don't even have to take yourself too seriously.
I
you
know,
can take
guess,
yourself kind of seriously.
I guess, okay, Etienne knows this. I know he does. Because growing up being a fat kid, if you're not funny, you have no friends.
Yeah, really. Like, you
if
have
you're
to
not
be funny,
you
yeah.
have no friends. And that's why you notice all the funniest people are usually fat.
No, that's true. I agree with that. But, like,
and it's like, yo, like, yo, think of the fat kids that went to Ascension that weren't funny. They had no friends.
Yeah, they didn't.
Do you remember fucking John?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. John
exactly.
How many friends
no,
did
but
John
that's
have?
Different,
yeah.
dude. That's different.
No, it's not. I bet if John was funny, he'd have friends.
Yeah, yeah
friends.
But John was like a Jesus freak. He didn't smoke. He
that's
didn't
why he
drink.
Was a creep. That's
like,
why, dude,
yeah,
that's
there's
why.
No way you can be funny if you like Jesus.
Unless you're making fun of Jesus, there's no way you can be funny.
Yeah,
you know. And it's like, okay, like, honestly, like, since I, like, I could, if I really wanted to, I probably could, but it's just like, I don't want to.
Me neither.
I'm not in that situation where it's like, well, I'm going to get a girlfriend and, like, what, bring her home to, like, my basement where I fucking,
no, but, okay, see, is that what's stopping you? Just, like, what you have and where you're at in life?
Yeah, pretty much, like,
jobs. Yo,
I'm gonna wait.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. I have no job, no income. Like, I'm a bum.
Dropout.
I'm a future college dropout. I'm literally dropping out of college this week. And
it's gonna be free next year.
Yeah. I don't know why girls still have the audacity. And I say audacity because they're fucking idiots. Like, real shit.
Aren't you going out with someone right now?
Yeah, he's a girlfriend.
Is she gonna listen to this podcast?
Probably. Probably. So shout out to her. Shout out to her for being like cute today and shit. But yo, like, literally I've just gone through a lot of shit with girls, and it's just a bunch of different variety of girls that I know for a fact you guys can find somebody, man. Like, that
okay,
bullshit
no,
that you say
it's
about,
like still, and it's like still, even though like I lost a lot of weight, like I'm still not where I want to be. And it's like I know this sounds really like shallow or whatever.
You don't want a fat bitch?
I don't want someone whose standards are low enough to like me. So it's like I look at myself in the mirror. I take off my shirt, I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, who the fuck would like this guy?
Okay,
you know,
but
I'm like, I'm going to wait until I'm actually at the point where it's like, I like myself.
That's what
like,
I think. With that girl that was at your work or whatever, right?
Yeah.
She liked you since... I'm assuming you were big back then when you started.
Yeah,
running,
yeah.
Right?
I was like fat as fuck.
Right? Dude, she liked you and you thought she was hot as fuck, right?
Yeah.
So that's my fucking point. That's my point in itself. Man.
I know.
Like, I still have self-conscious issues.
That seems like a fucking like one in like a hundred.
No, man. Okay, for example, you see how you look at yourself and you wish you wanted to lose weight, right? I look at myself in the mirror shirtless and I feel like a scrawny fucking shrimp, bro. I feel like a little fucking pussy boy who get banged in by any man. So literally, I would love to put on as much muscle weight as you have, man. Like,
dude.
I would literally love to look big and stocky. But I'm a skinny dude, and I have to rock it the way I was built.
Yeah,
so literally, you have to...
Dude, getting girls is all about mental.
Yeah.
Because girls are very different.
They're smarter than us.
They're very difficult to crack, okay? Mm-hmm. But once you kind of find out, you know, how to talk to a girl... To, you know, to get her in that state, man, honestly, man, it's just about confidence. And, like, I'm not a confident dude.
Does anyone would know this is?
Yeah.
A lot of people we know are probably going to listen to this.
Yeah. But, yo, like, the
it's
thing
only
that...
only people we know that listen to this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's the people we know plus some, like, random people from UK that follow at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, no, and I'm gonna
shout out to the sexy honey that messaged us.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram.
God damn!
I'm listening to your podcast right now. I was like, oh shit, for
shout
real.
Shout out to that queen.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's ugly
though. Yeah,
sure. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Oh, I didn't tell her that. I didn't tell her. Oh, yeah, she's listening to the podcast right now. I mean, you're beautiful. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Scratch that. That sounds like a fucking idiot. I
completely forgot about that.
But anyways.
No, yo, I'm gonna promote the share of this.
Yeah. Yo, I already like retweeted. I didn't even know you tweeted this shit because you literally have like 80 followers. I was like, what?
I never use my Twitter.
Yeah, I never use it.
Like Instagram.
Literally, whoever's listening to this, please promote it. Please broadcast it. Like Twitter honeys, Insta honeys, like anybody, even homies, like females or males, just please promote this shit. We're definitely trying to get somewhere with this. So thank you for listening, if you are listening. So.
I think we're about to cut it down now, right? I realized we didn't even talk about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yo, I had a joke. Let me just tell this one joke. Now, Leonardo DiCaprio is the... last topic, okay? Because I told you guys I had a theory about these big Oscar actors.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a guy. Now, the main one, I say, is Will Smith.
Main one meaning what?
Listen.
Okay.
I have a theory that Will Smith is like the most, behind closed doors, is like the most fucked up guy you'll ever fucking
meet. Are you serious?
He's
the most like smartest,
knowledgeable
dude.
He has such a squeaky clean fucking image. Yes. But listen, okay? I would not be, now, 20 years from now, Jada, you know, him and Jada split after the kids grow up, move out, do their own shit. I would not be surprised if Jada releases like a book being like, my years with the monster.
Yeah.
Will. You know? It's like, because dude, Will must be like knees deep in like Scientology. Some bullshit like that.
Oh, you think he's crazy?
Dude, I think
he's a genius.
But here's the thing. And Leonardo DiCaprio is kind of like the same, where I feel like these actors and like Tom Hanks. These guys have such a clean image, but behind closed doors,
they're fucking psycho.
You know what Leo's like? Leo is like a guy who would set up an orgy in his house and not have sex with anybody.
Oh my god! Like a Greek overlord.
Yeah, like
bro.
Just have like 10 people having sex right there, and him just sitting in his like throne, like
he's drinking champagne, like Chardonnay,
yeah,
like just watching people have.
Just walk around like no fucker like this.
A master cuckold.
That's how I see these actors, man. Like Will Smith, behind closed doors, I think Tom Hanks probably touches kids.
Is a fucking butt. Wow.
Holy shit.
Watch you,
dude. this is going
Tom on Hanks.
Internet.
I love your movies. I love you in the burbs.
But you probably. Okay, no. Seriously, to all the famous people.
What if, like, Tom Hanks is one of, like, the 50 people?
he's such a fan.
Tom Hanks, if you're listening, we're sorry.
Yeah, bro, I'm sorry.
You're the coolest Rain Man.
Yo, my theory is probably wrong. It's probably right, but it's probably wrong.
No, but like, yo, the thing is, it's just conspiracy.
But
like, at the end of the day, we will never.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Somebody's knocking at the door. Come in.
Are your mom? Someone knock.
Hello?
Hello.
It's a fucking ghost.
That was fucking weird. Anyways,
should we open the door? Like, so I definitely.
Guys, breaking news. Josh is having a mental breakdown. Okay.
I'm freaking out. Like, who knocked at the door? Hello?
I didn't hear anyone knocking on the
door. Oh, that's your mom. Wow, we're doing the thing. Like, Jesus Christ, this is going to ruin everything. What the fuck?
Shout out to Etienne's mom in the podcast. So anyways.
Oh, my God.
Back to the podcast.
Extremely professional podcast. Ruined by Etienne's mom.
Hey, sweet lady.
Yo, she's cookies for you and your friend.
No, honestly, Etienne's mom is one of the nicest ladies / coolest ladies I've ever met. Like, I wish she was my mom. And my mom's pretty cool as it fucking is, so, you know? She's pretty fucking cool. But, yeah, what were we talking about before we got the knock on the door?
We were talking about
Leonardo and Cyrus.
I thought we were apologizing to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, to our 50 listeners. Yeah, so if anybody feels ways about Tom Hanks or anybody we're talking about.
Yeah, but hey, yo, if you share my theory and you think these guys are fucked up, you
Jesus
know, leave us a comment.
Yeah, please leave
or
a comment.
Or a British lady, talk to Etienne on IG, you know.
Yeah.
Etienne Copface. Etienne Copface Instagram, Etienne. CockFace on Instagram. Etienne Cockface.
Even though you can say that like super well and it turns me on, fuck that guy. Follow me on Instagram. SVD.BOY. Sad boy.
Yeah, you know, while we're at it, why don't you follow me at Justice Squires on Instagram? JUSTASSQUIRES.
And I think the real man on Instagram is
the real Tyler.
Tyler, what's your Instagram?
It's like Tyler and an underscore. An A M, then another underscore.
The Tyler does not have the radio plugging ability.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Tyler,
I don't
know why
I gotta look it up. There's like an underscore.
Yeah. So once again, follow us on Instagram.
Tyler's the only one not getting Instagram bitches off of this. Yeah. He fucked up on the plug.
So real shit. Yo,
Ryan liked my picture and left me.
Oh my god, shut up. That UK girl that fucking DM'd Etienne. Yo, DM the fam down. Real shit. You're definitely gonna get some good feedback. Yo.
Yeah, man, and if you have like any topics that like you think are cool,
please follow us and message us. You could give us constructive criticism, like anything. We're down.
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys are the listeners. You want to listen to what you want to listen to.
This is a 2-hour podcast.
Yo, this is
it's 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
This is a pretty primo podcast. I'd be down to push it to 3.
You know what's funny? This is 2 hours, and I'm gonna listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, so am I.
Our second podcast. I sat there in my room playing Fallout, listening to our podcast as I was playing Fallout. It's dope, man. Like, real shit. Even if you don't fuck with us, I'd appreciate it if you would. If you don't. Fuck yourself. No, I'm playing.
Click the play button and then exit. We still get the play.
Yo, our second episode, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a very shitty shit episode about shit. It's all about shit and my first weed experience.
So, like, I wish I could add views to our thing on SoundCloud, but, like, I click it and I refresh it. It's the same amount of views.
Really?
I can't do it.
So literally, please.
We depend on you.
Yeah.
30 people.
Yeah, no, don't let the shit stories like
just a bunch of guys.
The fans.
The hardcore fans. T-shirts coming soon.
Yo, guys, we remember you
when we hit the big time.
Yeah, yo, the 50 or 60 people that are listening right now, we fucks with you if we ever make it.
You will get compensated.
Yeah.
In whatever
you're going to get at least one dick. At least, not like. But you're going to get, like, some shout-outs. You're definitely going to get some merch if we make it that far. But thank you to whoever the fuck is listening right now. You're making our lives worth something of value.
I apologize for my mom, though.
Yo, I think that was a pretty good piece.
Embarrassing to shit. I'm trying to be professional as I can. But
most professional podcast.
But this has been the We Are Not Cool podcast. As always, I have my co-host Josh and our special guest Justice and Tyler. Thanks for coming. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, bros.
Hope you guys can be back soon.
Yeah, this is a pretty good fucking podcast.
Probably not. Yeah, I'll never see you again.
Fucking assholes.
Daddy Sweatpants is out.
Daddy Sweatpants and Swagger something.
Swagmaster T.
Swagmaster T.
Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Go fuck yourself.
All right. Peace out, bitches.
Bye-bye.